time on the Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday. We're going to have a scale in the studio. The fattest person to come down during the show and get weighed. And incidentally, for all the ladies who work in this building, no employees allowed.
More reason why you are the most popular man in the building.
The Don and Mike Show.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down.
It's on, Danny.
Know who what you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
It's on, Danny.
And don't call telling jokes.
Oh, queer stars.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, today is Fat Tuesday. Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Tomorrow is Ass Wednesday.
Yeah.
This ass. And all I know is that it's all got something to do with this thing called Lent, which involves the Son of Christ.
Right.
Bill Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
What do you say, fans? I'm thinking about giving up this show for lunch.
That might be good, but you still have to do it on Sunday. You know, Phil called me this morning, and he was irate, very upset.
What was he mad about?
He wants to dispel a rumor. He does not pay you to broadcast his podcast.
You welcome back.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Johnny Minimoni and all the ships at sea. Just a quick alcohol swab, a pen light inspection, 1 feet of saran wrap, and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. You're the lowest. Thank you for listening, everybody, on this Fat Tuesday. It is February 27.
Wow, month's almost over.
This show is still being syndicated throughout America by Westwood One. More on that in just a moment.
You kill me.
And phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. That's right. Any knucklehead can call us anytime at 877-365-3636.
Welcome to my world.
For Elvis, every day was a Fat Tuesday.
Fat Monday, a Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, especially at the end.
It was a Fat in Purple.
Yeah, with teeth knocked out.
At the very last
night. Staring at the shag carpeting.
Choking on his own vomit. Ooh. And knock out his teeth.
Step into my heart.
With a hammer.
Well, they really didn't have to. You know, it was gone before that happened. They did. Maybe just for fun.
Right.
Welcome.
And of course, when they did, if he was alive, he would have said that it was built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Built with you in mind.
You know, it's very much like that stupid Kevin Bacon game that if you think about it,
yeah,
you can make just about anything relate to Elvis Presley.
Of course you can.
To EAP. So anyway, hello, and yeah, listen now. It is a traditionally the day before the day that you're supposed to give up the bad stuff.
So this is traditionally the day that everybody kind of cuts loose.
Right. And
We have in our studios
scales that will weigh up to 600 pounds of people.
Wow. I would like to just compliment both of you for the musical programming on this show over the last 3 weeks. It is improved. It is awesome. It is fresh. It is bright.
This is our Mardi Gras package.
It's fantastic.
Love it. We have two scales, one for each foot today. And what we're going to be doing is asking our fat friends to come down and weigh themselves.
Then we're going to combine the weight of the two scales. We're going to hope that that is a scientific method for getting an accurate weight reading.
Yeah, this was a conversation I had with the Minister of Information, Charles Broyhill, earlier.
It's a conversation I had with my wife before I left the house.
Earlier today, where he
not going to work, honey.
Yeah, he calls me up and he says, hey, we can't do this contest. I said, why? He said, because the average scale only goes up to 300 pounds. I said, yeah. He said, well, you're going to get people 400 pounds. I said, well, duh. You take two scales, and they stand on the left, and they stand on the right, and then we add the weight together. And Broyhill said, no, that won't work. And I said, sure it will. And I hung up, and I called Mike.
And then I agreed with you, being the mook that I am, and then got off the phone with you and told my wife where I was going. And she said, no, that's not going to work.
Well, bright side is that even if it doesn't work, everyone's up against the same challenge. So, I mean, even if it's not an accurate reading, it's...
My wife said that weight will be missed, that because you have two different sources, that there will...
I don't see how.
She tried to explain it to me, and I couldn't understand it.
You know, I ran that by my wife.
Right.
My wife was in the moot camp with you and I, where she said, well, sure, you just have them step on two scales and you add the weight together.
I don't think that it will be accurate, but I think it will be good for our purposes. And also, the only way that it could be inaccurate is if one scale favors one weight, but then it's going to measure out.
If the person's leaning or something.
Well, yeah, but if we're going to add it, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, because even if they leaned to one side and made it heavier on one side, then it would be lighter on the other side.
Well, what my wife was... I hate to keep telling you what my wife was saying, but my wife was telling me that if the person leaned... Like, say the person was a good 450, 500 pounds, and they leaned all the way on to one scale, and then that maxed out at 350, and then they kind of touched the scale with their other foot.
We won't allow it.
Right.
You know what? You should tell your wife.
Yes.
She's thinking too much. And you see how I'm balling up my hand into a fist right now? She might need a hearing aid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's just thinking too much. That
she's trying to help.
All we're going
to
do is we'll make sure that the people stand evenly, evenly as possible.
And I think if that happens, it should be okay.
It'll be
fair. Have two different scales, too.
I mean, it's not science here, okay?
Right.
We're doing a radio show, and yes, the scales that we have are not matching scales. They're not
mine. Did I break mine? Or is it
working? We don't know yet.
No, it seemed to work okay.
Oh, mine is working, Rob?
That's the same one you got me. It's a great scale.
Okay, good.
All right, so we have two different brands of scales.
Uh-huh. Hold on a second. Is this my honey? Hello?
Sugar Bear.
Hi, sweetie.
I just want to tell you that reason I thought it was okay, when Pop-Up was in the wheelchair, but we had to see how much he weighed, that's what doctor in the hospital suggested you do.
Ah, well, maybe you should call Mrs. O'Mara and tell her that.
I mean, we were going to try and rig some kind of board on two scales so Pop-Up could wheel up there when he had to see how much fluid he was
taking. Hey, wait a minute. That's a great idea. If you use a board, where are we going to get a board?
Get a board at the board store.
There's got to be something. We can get a board and then put the board over the two scales and the person stands on the board. Then you'll get a perfectly accurate reading.
All right, you're in charge of calling the board store and getting a board then.
We can get a board.
They have them at hardware stores. I know you don't like to frequent hardware stores, but they have boards there.
Honey,
lumberyard. Hold on one moment. I'll be right back. Hold on a second. Hello? That was someone else calling on one of our other new hotlines.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who that was. All right, well, honey, yeah, we'll get aboard.
Okay, bye, my darling.
All right, bye, sweetie. Love you. I'm sure she loves me, too.
I'm sure she does.
She was just a little too busy to tell me that.
She sounds better than she did last week.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That tornado of blood and womanhood is long gone.
Right.
Long gone.
Sounds happy. My wife was in a good mood today, too. I mean, she was very festive giving me that information about the scale. And I actually got an I love you, unsolicited I love you from my wife. But I only get it when either I severely hurt myself or she scares me to a point where I'm going to have a fatal heart attack. And I was walking down to the driveway to get the mail, and she apparently just coasted down the driveway with the engine almost off. Or I didn't hear her until she leaned on the horn, and then I went like 8 feet up in the air. She's like...
love you. Bye. Hey, imagine those headlines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mrs. Mike O'Mara tragically runs over her husband in fatal accident.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't even see him in the broad daylight.
And the next thing you know, Charlie Broyhill's living at your house.
Yeah. More butter.
Oh, and embarrassing. Listen to this. Today, you know, I've been going to the gym, like, for the last month now, and working with this a-hole trainer. And today he says to me, we got something new for you today. We're going to break the routine up today. Today you're going to do kickboxing.
Ah, yes.
And I think, okay, fun.
Right.
I'm telling you, not fun.
Grueling.
Not fun. Not fun. I mean, it's not like you just... I mean, I got to put on the boxing gloves.
Right.
And I didn't even... I did get to kick a little bit.
Right.
But it's mainly all this queer stretching.
And then getting your legs extended.
Yeah, and a lot of him standing in front of me with one of those big pads and making me punch, like, up in the air 50 times.
Yeah.
And him saying stuff to me like, can't you punch any harder than that? Meanwhile, while I'm punching up in the air like 300 times, is that the hardest you can punch? Can't you punch any harder? And then at one point, he was holding this giant pad kind of in front of his face, and he said, try to hit me in the nose. And I was motivated to try to hit him in the nose.
Sure, I'm sure you were.
But, of course, I'm too slow.
And he ducked out of the way, huh?
No, he wouldn't have to duck out of the way. He would just put the pad up there.
So he'd hold it down and then lift it up when you'd go for his face?
Yeah, of course.
So he's toying with you like you're a ball of yarn.
Yeah, and it's more embarrassing than a normal workout because we're in the big exercise room that has the glass walls.
Oh.
So as this is going on,
right.
And you know, he wants me to jump rope. Now listen, I have never been able to jump rope in my life. I never have. I told him, even when I was a kid, like with the high school football team, I never could jump rope.
Right.
He said, everybody can jump rope. I said, I can't jump rope. He says, we're not moving until you jump rope.
Wow. He is a mad sergeant.
So here we go. So it's like the first time. Well, I jump, but the stupid rope is still in front of me.
Is that how you did it? I only wish this was television so everyone could see the way. Did you do where you twisted your arms and then you jumped up?
Yeah. I'm not coordinated.
You just jump at the same time you do the thing, right?
Okay. Would you like to get a jump rope in here and show me how it's done?
Yeah, I could. I'm actually pretty good at jumping rope.
Well, F you. Well, then F you, because I'm awful at it, and the best I was able to do was five.
You know a way that'll help you do it, really, is if you just do it with one foot. For starters, if you don't...
Yeah, I don't want to do it. I mean, I said to him, I don't want to do it. So this was the compromise we came up with, because I was finally able to do it. My record was five times.
You ever see those boxers do it?
Yeah.
They do it in such a way that it's just... I mean, I don't think... I could never do it.
Oh, I mean, I know where they got the hands going up and down and back
incredible.
And forth. And, you know, and I've seen little girls do it, you know, the double dutch and everything. Well, I can't do it.
Great aerobic exercise.
Right. So finally... I said to him, after we'd wasted like 10 minutes of this, and the best I'd been able to, I would do like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I would screw it up, and he'd say, start over again.
Right.
So again, I go, 1, 2, 3, screw it up. He'd go, come on now, you're doing 10.
Was the rope long enough?
The rope was long enough for me to hang him with. So finally, after I got to 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I screwed it up, then he'd go, okay, keep going. Finally, he realizes that it is impossible for me to jump rope.
You're trying your best.
So you know what he says?
What?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. You're going to do it with an invisible rope. So now I really look like an idiot.
Right.
Because I got my hands on my side like this, and he goes, I want you to jump 50 times and make your arms make the motion like you've got the rope.
Do you want you to go backwards with it? Or forwards with
forwards,
it?
Forwards, right. Okay. You start with the rope behind you.
Right.
So he goes, okay, ready? Go. So I'm still like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like it's like an idiot. And I notice out of the corner of my eye, there's about 5 chicks that are just standing out in the exercise area, and they're all just looking at me. And you know they're not looking at me because I'm so scary and handsome or because I'm so Adonis-like. They're looking at me because I'm the mook who's jumping rope without a rope.
Imaginary rope, invisible rope.
But it's the same thing if you do it fake.
You know, I mean, if you do it with a fake rope, that you're getting the same benefit. I would think. I mean, the rope is just there.
I know. It was a horrible experience. So did you like? Would you do the kickboxing again?
I'm going to do it again next week.
Okay.
Good.
I'm gonna.
That sounds like fun.
Stick with that, because eventually, one of these times, I'm gonna get a lucky shot in.
Yeah, you're gonna pop him.
One of these times, I'm gonna pull a Buster Douglas.
Absolutely.
And I'm gonna knock his block off.
And then just leave.
I really.
You know, don't call for help or anything. Just leave the gym. Go shower up and leave. You know, leave him on the ground.
And you know, he's one of these guys. Of course, you know, he's like an athlete. Okay, I guess that's why he's a personal trainer. He's got me doing this thing where I'm punching, and I've punched like 100 times, and right. I'm saying to him, my arms are killing me. And here's what he says to me. I go 300 or 400 times when I go to my martial arts class. We do 300 or 400 up in the air, then we do 300 or 400 to the side, then we do 300 or 400 to each other's side.
Like, when you say like this, what are you hitting it like this?
What you're doing is you're pretending that you're hitting a bag in the air.
Oh, like that?
You do some, no, like this. Hand over your head.
Really?
Then you did some down here, down by your chest.
Is this the way you're supposed to do it?
Well, actually, here's what he had me do. This is another reason I felt like a queer.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, I'm in a big room with windows. Mm-hmm. He says, here's what I want you to do. You squat down. So I'm like this.
Yeah.
And you make your arms go. Describe what I'm doing right now.
You're doing the referee illegal procedure sign.
Right.
In a squatting position.
Yeah.
You look like you're taking a dump and doing the illegal procedure sign.
Except I'm doing the illegal procedure sign.
Real fast.
Like 100 times.
Like a windmill.
He's going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then we go, okay, backwards. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, forwards. 1, 2, 3, 4. It was the most ridiculous, the most humiliating.
Does he say that when you get done doing that, like at the end of the line, you'll be able to kick somebody's ass?
I don't know. There's no talk of that. Look at me. I can't jump rope. How can I kick somebody's ass? I think it's just a way to vary the workout thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they think. I wasn't really happy until we finally got to go hit the bag.
The lady that babysits for us, I think her fiance is a Olympic level kickboxer kind of guy.
Wow. Good for him.
Do you want me to ask him for any pointers on how you can maybe get a shot in on this guy?
No. I mean,
wouldn't that be fun though, really? Hit me in the nose.
You know what? One of you, I'm just going to kick him in the nuts. You know, because that's his unprotected area.
Sure.
He thinks he's so fast at all.
Why don't you just bring in some pepper spray? Yeah. I bet that would get through his little pad.
Oh, goddamn. But I guess it was fun.
Right.
I felt when I got done like I laid on the floor.
Sure.
He said, what's wrong? I said, what's wrong? I'm tired.
Yeah.
He said, good. I need to check on Friday. See you Friday. Bye.
You're starting at a good time, though. It's a good time of the year to be doing it, you know? I'm losing my motivation right now. I ate almost a half a gallon of ice cream today.
Oh, no. Did you really?
I did. I blew off that lady that checks our weight. I'm sorry, I did. Carol, if you're listening, I blew it off and I ate ice cream.
Wow.
I ate ice cream for lunch. That's what I had, ice cream.
But, you know, if you eat it really fast, it's almost like that windmill exercise.
You're scooping the ice cream as you're going down. I mean,
reverse.
I'm having a very bad day.
I'm the same way with you. I mean, we need to get together.
I know. Just get a little remotivation. I mean, Don's peeking out right now. He's behaving himself as far as food and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just starting to, socks get shaky.
I'm going to try to call this guy right now. And ask him to give you an honest opinion on what type of kickboxer I am after one-hour session this morning.
That's good.
I'm sure he'll be honest.
Sure. He's talking to somebody.
What's that beat mean? He's on the phone?
He's talking to somebody.
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Hi. Busy.
Is Don there, please?
Rob.
Don.
Rob, you're on the air.
Oh, great.
So listen,
I want to set the record straight, okay?
Okay.
First of all, it wasn't five you did. It was only three.
No, it was not. You're a liar. You are a liar.
It was three.
You're a liar. It was
three.
Five. I swear to friggin' God it was five.
It was three.
No, you know, listen. You know what,
Hold on. But for today, it was three.
This is the way this guy counts. The problem is this guy and the way that he counts. No. He'll say, okay, we're going to do 20 of whatever the exercise is. And I'm counting, and I go, 18, 19, 20. And you go, no, that's only 16. And I'll say, why? He said, because you did four bad. So, like, every time he tells me that we're going to do a certain number, he always screws up the number of exercises we do.
You don't do the form properly for the first two, so I don't count them.
Ooh, that's tough.
What I tell you about him. So, listen, how would you rate our kickboxing? Be honest with me now. After 1 hour this morning of intense kickboxing training, how do I look to you?
Well, First off, I want to say thank you for not wearing the spandex.
You're welcome.
Oh, they're all. You know what?
I remember
my guy's the same
ago.
Way.
You were talking about Mike wearing spandex. Oh my God!
What was he saying about me?
He was talking to you. He was
when you that time that you were going to run in the race.
Yeah. Little did you know that Don himself was wearing spandex.
Well, you know, I got so much ball busting from the guys that work out with me. They called me. You know what they called me? They called me two things at the gym. They call me Super Sausage, and they call me Shazam, because I have a tendency when I get done doing an exercise to take my thumbs and put them over my love handles like this. And so whenever one of the other trainers, whenever Tom, and if Tom's listening.
TMI, too much information.
Yeah, he comes over and he goes, Shazam. They'll all walk by me and they'll go, hey, Shazam, are we done exercising?
You're all the same. You trainers are all the same.
You want to kill them?
No, we're all different.
I want to kill them, though.
Right, I do.
So listen, really, now seriously, no ball busting.
Not really. You did a great job, actually. I want to commend you for doing a great job. First time ever doing it, you did really good.
Give me
that you only did three jumping jacks.
No, I did five, but give me no ball busting. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, 1 to 10.
How would you rate me right now as a kickboxer? Be brutally honest.
Brutally honest?
Yes.
I would say probably about a 1.5.
A 1.5.
I told you I suck at it. So he's telling you there's a chance.
First day.
I'm the worst at it.
It's good.
I'm the worst at it.
Will he be what's your trainer's name?
Rob.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Will Don be a fighting machine when you get done with this kickboxing?
As he told me, he's more of a love-making machine than a fighting machine.
I said that to him. Really, I said to him at one point today when he was like, come on, when he was giving me this crap, is this the hardest you can hit? And like, I feel like my arms are going to fall off. And I said, hey, listen, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah,
I said that to him. Unlike you.
You watch too many John Wayne movies where the arm comes way out in the big hook.
I enjoy thinking my way out of situations rather than having to resort to using my fist.
Nah,
like you do.
Well, that's why I had two killer dogs.
This guy, I'm telling you.
Are you a gun owner, too?
Me, no.
No, but this is the guy who went, like, you know, hunting up in the, not hunting, but went caving.
Oh, caving.
Well, just, yeah. Mr. Outdoors type. Mr. Right. Lives in a log cabin or something like that.
Sure. Yeah, I took a good karma, too, by the way, the last time I went.
I hope you die in a cave and get stuck.
Do you have that where you work at, do you have that wall where you climb the wall?
No, we've not done that.
Okay.
No, not yet.
No, not yet. Thanks, Mike.
I'm doing that.
Not yet.
That's why I mentioned that. I'm doing it. He made noise about me doing it. My guy, Brian. Get you guys together. Maybe you could go, like, take a boat to Havana or something.
Listen, Rob, I got news for you. One of these times, I'm just going to knock your head off.
Bring it on, baby.
You've been warned.
You got it. All right. See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
He ain't a bad guy, really.
I'm sure. You know, and I know you're probably like me, where do you use profanity when you're working out at all?
Constantly.
Yeah, so do I. I'm the most foul-mouthed person in the gym. And my advice to you would be, if you've got something good, like he's wearing something that's particular, you know, they all have days where they wear something that looks a little doofy themselves, you lay that on them at the very end. Don't do that at the beginning. Don't do that before they start with you, because if they'll do that, they go, oh, really? Okay, let's go over to this apparatus. But if you let them know, go, okay, we're going to do one more thing, then you give them the zinger. That's what usually works.
I generally don't talk to them. Mm-hmm. I generally just do whatever crap it is that I have to do with it.
You don't have a running dialogue?
No.
Oh, I have a running dialogue.
No.
Oh, my God.
And thank God he's not a talker. And at least they let me pick the music today.
Oh, very good.
You know,
for the music?
Yeah, because we were in the big the big exercise room, you know, where all the women could look at the idiot man jumping with the invisible imaginary rope. I got to fix Aerosmith, so we listened to Aerosmith.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So we cranked that up.
That's neat.
Yeah. Right. So there you go. So watch out, guys. You heard it.
They're the weapons, right? You're holding up the weapons.
You heard it. I'm a 1.5 on a 1 to 10 scale as a kickboxer.
You heard it.
Beware me.
Hear these hands.
Beware me.
Okay. Register these weapons.
Don't F with me.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I just might have to pop you. Did you see the fact when I just punched like a pop you?
Did that like our old producer used to throw balls.
I just have to pop you just like that.
Oh, my God.
All right, hold on a second. Hey. We got change gears. Leah Remedy's on the phone.
Fantastic.
Hey. Where's your intro?
There you go.
Hello, my sweet.
Hi, darling.
Oh, hold on.
Greatest.
Hold on. We want to play you in. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on.
All right, here she comes now. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the king of queens.
Oh,
the queen of queens.
I love
that. Here's Leah Remedy.
Here she is, the star of TV's King of Queens, our friend.
Believe me, our friend, our best friend in the whole wide world.
Leah Remini. Leah?
Okay, now, we have so much to talk about.
I know.
But what's most important is that I talked to your boss, Dan Mason.
Listen, we were told that yesterday. We love you so much for calling that doofus.
Leah, let me tell you
something. No, don't say that, because he was very sweet. Let me tell you what happened before you make an ass out of yourself.
Wait, we just want to say that we were blown away. Ken Stevens walked into our office yesterday and said, do you know that Leah Remini called
Dan Mason,
and we almost fell on the floor.
Our jaws dropped.
Couldn't believe that you did that. Because we were just amazed you did that for us.
You know, when you said, how come you're not in L.A., who's the boss, and we gave you the name, we didn't really expect that you would call him.
Really? I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Well, we're beginning to realize we should never doubt you on any level
whatsoever. He is the sweetest man.
No, he is a hillbilly.
First of all, stop. Don't make fun of him, because he was so sweet. We kept trading phone calls, and bless his heart, he kept trying to call me back. He's a doll.
Well, see, now there I've already heard bad information. We'll see. And
the guy is a sweetie pie. Okay, so he gets on the phone. He goes, first, let me say I love Don and Mike. I love you on Don and Mike. I listen to you guys. I said that. Let me tell you something. I've done 15 radio shows, 2 weeks ago. And these two are the whole crew there, Charlie, Rob, Buzz, everybody, is so wonderful. They're so talented. I think they'd be great in L.A. You should really, really try to get them on, because they're so talented. And I just went on and on and on. And he said, you know what? They never called me. Tell him to call me.
Oh,
I would love to talk to him about it. He'd never called me.
Honey,
don't make fun of him, because he's a sweetie pie.
Honey,
he said for you to call him.
Leah, if you only knew, if it was really that easy, just for us to call Dan Mason and miraculously be on in Los Angeles, we would have made that call.
But with that said, it's important to point out that what you did did us some good. There is absolutely no doubt that a call from you and what you did, we are really, and I got to say thank you, we are absolutely blown away that you did
this.
It was
my pleasure. I believe you guys deserve to be on in every market you can.
It's so funny. You're
so talented. You're so wonderful, all of you. And also, I'm not saying this because, I'm not lying to you, but he did say, if you maybe you should think about doing the show with them in L.A. And I said, I would absolutely do it. I'll go in before I go to work on the King of Queens. No problem. I'd be happy.
Oh, my God.
To do a Don and Mike radio show.
Ken said that you had said that, and that got us all excited again.
Do we love you? But you should know.
I would love it. Don, when you came out here, Mike, you weren't available because you were kissing Tiger Woods' ass. You were saying, I said to you, I go, how lucky are you that you get to talk on the air about whatever bothers you on a daily basis, which is my dream come true.
Yes.
To be talking about whatever, I don't care, 411 opera, you know what I mean?
I agreed.
But I would just love the opportunity to bitch every day. Fabulous.
This would be the show. So listen, let me ask you this. Did he say this to you? Did he tell you that the reason we're not on in Los Angeles is because we won't move there?
He said you guys need to do a live radio show in Los Angeles.
Well,
That's the thing.
He's got a radio station that he could put us on from noon till 4.
Well, then that's what you should talk to him about, because he said they need to do a live show in L.A. That's what would make it great, is if you guys were on live.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, Leah, it is such a hilarious concept. You have no idea what a stick-up-his-ass this guy Dan Mason is, that he is such...
No,
honey, I've known him for 20 years. He is such a hardhead. The thought of you picking up the phone and calling him up on our behalf...
And charming him, obviously.
That blows me away. That concept has made me laugh for the last 24 hours.
Are you serious?
Just you talking on the telephone on our behalf to the president of CBS Radio. Yeah.
Because I love you guys. Why don't we do a radio show together?
Why can't I
be part of the group?
Absolutely.
Don't give me any bull.
Don't give me any
Hollywood crap. You're going to put me on the damn radio. I better have a freaking radio show.
Honey, we're not giving you damn radio crap.
We would love to have you as a regular part of this show.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know that. You're the one. I mean, you're adding to the equation here. You're a star, baby.
I want to do it. You don't know how much I want to do it.
So how did it end with this meathead?
Don't call him that because he was very supportive of you, Don.
Right, listen, you don't, honey, you don't understand. These guys...
Okay, but for the purpose of this conversation, I talked to him. He was very nice.
Okay.
So don't say anything bad about him.
Could you handle this every day? I could handle this every day.
Yes.
I really, I swear to God, I could.
I spent a large portion of yesterday's show talking about a prior experience I had with Dan Nathan.
I know.
About 20 years ago.
But then you wonder why he's not, like... dying to show you. You have to be nice to people sometimes,
Don. No, you don't. Listen, honey, listen, Dan...
He's asked us to come out and have lunch with him.
Yeah, but
well,
he said...
why don't you do that?
But he said, they don't have to wear their ties.
Yeah, that's what he said to Ken. And, you know, that's that condescending crap that we
what did
hate
he say?
To. He said, they don't have to wear ties.
Did he talk to you?
Know, come on.
Did he talk to you with his hillbilly accent?
He's just trying to be funny. Would you give him a break? Not everybody is as talented as you. He was trying to be witty.
Hey, Leah, hi. This is Dan Mason. How you doing, honey?
he was so sweet.
I love that show. King of Queens. I want to tell you, I listen to Don Mike every single day. And if they want to come have lunch with me, you tell them they don't have to wear neckties.
Oh, stop. Not everybody is as funny as you.
No, come on. But that is an accurate impression of Dan Mason.
Hey. He was a very sweet man.
He's a southern gentleman. Ah, this is Dan Mason.
I'm not used to gentlemen. I thought he was a sweetie pie.
Well, we try to be gentlemanly when you're on the air.
Listen, you are very, very nice to call on our behalf.
And you were
because
Alice.
I love you.
And you were Alice Grandin last night.
How did I do?
I loved it.
Great.
I loved that show last night.
Wonderful episode last night.
I really loved that show last night.
I got two issues, though, with you.
You know what? Kevin wrote it.
It's fantastic. I love that. You know, do you remember? I don't know if you remember, but I mean, I was out there. I said, you guys ought to do like the Honeymooners type of thing. I said that about a year ago when we were out there. I remember that.
No, but,
it's fantastic.
But I thought Kevin would go, no, that's too obvious. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't want to do it, but he wrote a show like that.
Wow. How come you didn't tell us you were doing that Grammy show?
Because, Don, I was petrified, and as you can see, as you saw, I mean, I sucked.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Don,
you did not. You did not.
Can I tell you something? The first thing, when I was talking to the cowboy, the guy who won the Grammy, I forgot his name, bless his heart, though. They tell me this guy's walking up, he's nominated for a Grammy, singing with Dolly Parton. I never talked, one of those things in my ears, what they call?
Oh, the IFB.
Oh! That was so annoying. As I'm talking to the guy, I realize that I'm going, nodding my head like a lunatic, like I'm on a drug. I'm going, The guy's not even talking yet. I'm going, Because I'm talking to the producers who are going,
Oh, we thought you were real good. And we didn't
The poor guy's trying, he's in the middle of a story.
We didn't know. How come you didn't tell us? We were all caught off guard when we saw you wearing that wonderful red outfit.
What was cool though is like when the show
cool
she was
you?
Wearing black.
Black.
She's wearing black.
All right, well the color on my TV went bad.
You're on the red carpet. You're on a red carpet.
I'm wearing black, baby.
All right. Sorry. Remember she had the exposed navel?
Yeah, did you like this?
Oh yeah.
You like the outfit?
Yeah. Don loved the show.
I only saw
who's not speaking?
Okay,
who's not?
Listen, I only saw it for 2 seconds when somebody called me and said, hey, Leah's on TV, because I didn't have the information that you were going to be doing that
show. You know
show.
What I love, too, when the show actually started, when the Grammys actually started, they did that, I loved it when they show people in the audience. They gave you one of those great star shots down in the audience where, you know, the camera was at floor level and they looked up at you as you were sitting in the audience. It was very cool.
What was I doing?
You put the little graphic underneath you, said Leah Remini, and they had the camera looking up at you like you were one of the nominated artists. It was very cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was very cool.
Well, now, I was petrified. Can I tell you, I've never done a live show with that thing in my ear. It was so obnoxious. I couldn't get it. And then I said the stupidest thing. I mean, I said to Gwen, first of all, I hit her in the boob with my microphone. And then I couldn't just let that go. I go, I just hit Gwen Stefani in the boob. I mean, come on, man.
That's real, Leah.
Come on,
that's good. Man. That's good. That's good TV.
Absolutely.
And what about this in the Globe?
What?
Angela.
No, it's the Star, isn't it?
Nope, it's the Globe. I got it right here. The one
that's
the cover with OJ on the cover.
Where's
that? King of Queens stars Kevin James and Leah Remini have been arguing constantly about the actor's snoring. Kevin frequently falls asleep during rehearsals, and Leah claims he snores louder than a chorus of trained bears. He denied it, so she recorded the roaring snoring and played it back during a recent taping. Everyone was amused. except Kevin.
Oh, come on.
That is the most ridiculous. Like, I sleep with Kevin. Like, I would know if he freaking snored. Oh, my God, Jimmy, you got to get the Globe.
No, they're saying that he falls asleep.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
During rehearsals. It didn't say that you're sleeping with him. It said that he falls asleep during rehearsal.
That's so stupid.
Are you aware of the fact that we perceive that your stock and that show's stock is rising rapidly?
I think so.
At CBS. And, I mean, it's just, I could tell by last night's episode, big budget episode, right?
Yeah,
lots of money. Funny.
That was fantastic. Thank you, baby.
Not great. That good corporate synergy.
Oh,
with
my
Dina.
God. I can't believe how stupid that article is.
Well, that's on page...
Because a lot of times they mix these things with some truth. You know what I mean? A lot of these things are true. They're just, you know, really blown out of proportion.
It's in... you know that bitch who used to be on Dallas? Charlene Tilton?
Yeah.
It's in Charlene Tilton's Hollywood Gossip. And it even...
What an idiot!
It's one of the headlines that says... Works a snore for King of Queens star Kevin James.
What an idiot!
You see it on the top of the page?
Yeah, that's funny.
So is there a picture of me?
No, there's no picture.
I don't even have a picture?
No, there's a picture of Kate Hudson.
Why?
Because she's barely recognizable at London's Heathrow Airport.
Honey, that is so dumb. I can't believe it.
Then there's one of those queers from NSYNC rubbing a dolphin.
Rubbing it.
Can I tell you something? That's very sweet.
Rubbing it rapidly.
Lance Bass rubs CJ the dolphin.
Baby, can I tell you something? Out of all the guys, the boy bands, they are so sweet.
Now you know them all because you did the Grammys.
Well, I met them before at another thing.
What are you eating?
I'm eating salad and steak.
Mm. Salad and steak. Still doing that protein, low carb thing, huh?
Yeah, and some kind of spinach thing, which I know is not good for me because it tastes good.
Okay.
All right, well,
it has some cream in it. But
this battle is
very, very sweet. They are not, you know, usually they're conceited and they put out this certain attitude, you know, just for the, you know, whatever.
Who was the biggest a-hole? Who was the biggest a-hole you met at the Grammys?
Let me think. I wouldn't say that he was an a-hole, but it was a little off.
Who's that?
Was Fred Durst.
Oh, from Limp Bizkit.
Oh, really?
What did he...
No, it wasn't that he was an ass. It was that I was saying something... Could you turn the radio off, baby? It's really annoying. Sorry. First of all, I was a little nervous because I didn't know he was walking up to me. A lot of times in these live shows, they don't know who's walking up to you. So at the last second, they go, Fred Durst is walking up!
The IFB.
In her ear.
Right.
So I didn't know what to ask him. I was going to say something like, I see you dressed up for the occasion or something, but I had been yelling in my ear, and God forbid he said something nasty. I wanted to be ready for it, so I didn't want to say anything nasty. So I said, are you excited to be here? And he paused, and he goes, I'm just here to promote my new act, this guy who he was with. And I go, hello. And he goes, hello. And I go, okay. So are you excited to be here? I'm just here to promote my new guy. That's me, Eric, blah, blah, blah. I go, hello, again with the microphone. I put in his face like he's going to say anything. He goes, hello, and I go, okay. So are you excited to be here? And he didn't answer me again. And I go, what are you, bitter? And then he goes, I think you're reading me wrong.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited because I get to meet people like you.
Oh, now he's dissing you. Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah.
Very sweet. No.
That's a diss.
Are you into contemporary music, or did you have to, like, bone up on it?
No. What do you mean contemporary? He's not contemporary.
No, you know, I mean, like, all the people at the Grammys. I mean, do you listen to everybody that was nominated and all that? I mean, everything that's out?
Oh, yeah. Did you see me sing with Destiny's Child? Hello, what's up? I think they were freaked out, too, because they thought I was, like, a news anchor or something.
Right.
So they start singing, say my name. And I just, like, shimmied in there, and I was like, doing this about you. Try to do a little harmony and stuff. And I did the thing with the ear, even. Like, I couldn't hear myself really well. Like, they were throwing me off key and stuff.
There you go.
And did you see that part, Don, or no?
No, I did see you sing with Destiny's Child.
Did you see that?
I didn't see that part. I saw the part where
I did my little Christina Aguilera impression with my hand. I was like, up and down with the hand for 5 minutes.
I thought she was going to fall off that thing that they lowered her in.
But you know what? They were a little like, oh, my God, what is she doing?
Oh, Destiny's Child?
Right, we'll
they were really sweet, and then they yelled at Tony Danza because he was stepping all over me.
Tony Danza, big doofus.
You know?
Was Tony Danza an a-hole?
No, you know, the thing is, we just weren't prepared, so he was a little nervous, I was a little bit... And then they do this stupid thing where they go, Well, it's not their fault. We just don't know how to do a live show. But they go, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right? When they count us down.
Right.
So, doi, we think we're on the air. And then they go, no. After we count down the 5, then you got to count another 5. I go, why? Why don't you just tell me when I'm on?
Right.
Because 100 times, Tony and I were like, oh, yeah. All
right. Who's a bigger a-hole of these three?
Okay.
Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Tony Danza, CBS Radio President Dan Mason.
Stop.
Come on, if you had to pick one of them, who would you pick?
If I have to pick one,
yeah,
I would. Not because he did anything bad, but because it was an awkward moment. I'd have to pick Fred because
Dan Mason.
No,
right? That's
no, not Dan Mason. Would you stop it? You're going to have lunch with him, and then we're going to do a radio show together out in L.A. So stop doing that.
Wouldn't that be great that if we went to lunch with Dan Mason, that we would be guaranteed a show out in Los Angeles, and Leah would come on our show on a regular basis?
Are you saying that if we got to take a break, but we take a break, we come back, we call this goober Dan Mason up, we say, Leah Remedy told us, if we have lunch with you, you told her you'd put us on in L.A.
On the Don Mike and Leah show.
The what? What is it?
The Don Mike and Leah show. I like it. It's got a nice ring.
Why do you guys get top billing?
Leah, Don, and Mike.
How about Don and Mike and Company?
No. And Company?
Don and Mike and Friends.
All right, I'll take Don, Mike, and Leah.
Don Mike and Leah.
Okay.
Well, yes, I'm on board.
That could be negotiated. All right, so we're going to call this guy up, this goober up.
And we're call him that. He's going to give us our freaking radio show.
Okay. Good. All right.
This is
a major Hollywood star that wants to help us out.
We appreciate the fact that you did that for us. We really, really do. We're going to call the guy in a second. We'll see what he's got to say.
Are you doing a Quaker State commercial today?
I am.
How's it going?
It's going really well.
Do they have you dressed?
We're having a lot of fun.
Are you dressed like a tomboy again?
No, I'm a little bit more feminine. I got tighter pants on.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little nicer look this time.
Very cool.
Good, excellent. Well, listen, go back to your commercial. And
all right, I love you guys, and let me know when we're going to work.
Okay, we love you,
I
too.
I got to talk about money, baby.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, I love you guys.
Right. We love you, too.
All right, baby.
Bye, Leah.
Bye, Leah.
Bye-bye.
She cracks me up.
That's so funny that she called Dan Mason.
She did. You know, it's funny when the concept of the IFB, which is the little headphone that anchors have, when they're doing live, and the word's like, someone's coming. Someone's coming. She is a blast. Yeah.
That's too funny. This guy Dan Mason is humorless. It's too funny that she called him up.
Well, maybe, you know, as a favor to her.
We should have lunch
with the guy.
I've got his number. We're going to call him up on the show here.
Very good.
Moment.
We'll have lunch with him.
Yeah, but before we have lunch, I'd like to get the thing settled about 20 years ago.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, just make that right.
Closure.
Just so you know, why did you fly me in for the interview and then just to tell me that I'm the right guy for the job, but I can't have the job. We get past that.
And I've got to get over that thing I have with you that I do with, you know, when you... I get my impressions of people from you, and I can actually work up a hatred, just like you with people that I hate.
Yes. Well, that's not
productive.
No, yes, it is.
It's not now.
Oh, no, that's the yin and the yang.
So you still want me to hate him for now?
Listen, I'll tell you what, Mike.
Wait a minute.
Call him up here in a second. You make your own decision about Mr. Dan Mason.
Okay, I will.
You make your own decision.
You know, I'm halfway there already.
Yeah, still has that Prince Valiant haircut going. Are you telling them, come on out to my ranch. We'll have lunch.
We ought to, you know what? I mean, even though I don't really know the guy, but I'm telling you, he wanted us to come out to where he was to have lunch. No, wait, listen to me. Hear me out.
I want
to
have lunch. It's not going to be productive.
No, we have to go halfway, I think. It's got to be on neutral ground.
Let's call the guy first.
It's got to be on neutral ground. We can't go to his place to have...
No.
I don't want to go to his home.
No, Jesus. And he lives like in a house that's like Mount Vernon.
Yeah.
It has like something from Gone with the Wind.
We have to go on equal. We have to go out to a restaurant.
Right.
You know, all our meetings with Ken, our early meetings in the days of Ken,
right,
we're on neutral ground.
Right. Okay, well, let's do the break. Then we'll call this guy and say, hey, we understand that our friend TV star Leah Remedy called you.
I'm exhausted.
And if that's all it takes to get us on in L.A.
Beautiful.
You know.
Right.
Beautiful.
But poor Leah. Then we negotiate with Leah.
Poor Leah doesn't know that he was just lying to her.
Just placating her. Jesus.
How you doing, Don? I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
Kings and Queens. That's a great show.
It'd be fantastic. Don, Mike, and Leah, and maybe Leah's mother.
Be the 100th caller now. We're very close to giving away this $500 with Secret Song number 6. People are so close
to right.
winning the money. Call Lisa right now. She's standing by at 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller.
Number 1, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I gotta use the John.
Why didn't you go when we dropped Spence off?
I didn't have to go then. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
Wearing their game day attire, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
This is a nightmare.
What?
We've all just been weighing ourselves.
Oh, no.
Trying to figure out if the scale works.
I think we got a system that's working, though, by putting that board on it, and if the big guys stand in the middle, if the board doesn't break, we're going to get an accurate reading.
When I did mine with Rob, I liked mine.
I didn't like mine at all.
I weighed myself this morning.
Right.
Of course, like, it worked out to 216.
Right.
I got on that scale.
Mm-hmm.
It said 210.
Right.
I thought, hey, money.
Very good.
And I got on the scale, and it was 2 flavor. And then when I looked at it, it was 2 fifty.
Really?
Because I'm not at that stage where I want to free deal what I weigh. Because I'm still a fat of a glue.
But I felt good that it was 6 pounds lighter, but then absolutely. Mike said that his was like 6 pounds heavier.
That's weird.
Right. So, bro, he'll step on it right now with the board. Hey, Charlie, are you still here?
You're only on the board and not on the scale.
Step on the board. Charlie, because you're the thinnest of us.
Well, how much? Zero.
How much do you weigh, Carlos?
168.
A calibration weight.
Beautiful. All right, step on now. Because we have some fatties in the lobby waiting to be weighed for Fat Tuesday.
Now, Rob is adding the...
85 and 95. 180.
Well, now it's up to 97.
Yeah, but this is going down. 96 and 82. 96 and 82. 96 and 82. 97, 81. It's the same.
Okay.
All right, 96 and 82 is what, Rob?
Hold on. You know what? 96 and 82 is... I don't know. Why am I...
Like 170?
178.
178.
Roughly,
yeah. 178? So it's 10 pounds over.
Do you weigh yourself naked?
All the time.
No, do you really?
Yeah.
You do? All right, well, then add on the clothes.
That's the way mine was, because I weighed 240. I weigh 246.
Don't take your clothes off, Charlie.
I weigh 246, and on this one, when I got on it, it weighed me in at 400 pounds.
Okay, it did
well,
not.
Not right.
It's in the ballpark.
It weighed me in at a very heavy weight.
It did not.
I ate ice cream today.
Not much.
I've lost 2 inches off my waist, though.
There you go.
It doesn't go that fast. You don't eat the ice cream today, and you gain it.
I'm dangerously close. And I want to go public with this, even though I'm nervous about it. I'm on the verge of going back into the 30 waist things. I'm almost a 38 waist. I'm just about to be a 38 waist in my
jeans. Outstanding.
So I'm very excited. So don't let the weight, that's what my trainer tells me, don't let the weight mislead. You know, no. I've lost weight.
You have.
But I still, I have a very heavy lean muscle mass. I swear to God, I'm saying this because that's what I'm told.
Don't be defensive.
Okay?
Muscle weighs more than fat.
Don't I be the biggest one? I don't want to be the biggest one.
What is your lean muscle weight? I'm curious.
I forgot. I forgot how much exactly it is, but it's something like 170 pounds.
You know, we're roughly the same, as a matter of fact, on that.
Yeah, we both are.
I believe my lean muscle weight is 2 pounds. I am absolutely, I'm no muscle. As evidenced by my kickboxing today.
All right, just that and pipe cleaners.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Caller 100?
Right. There you go. What's your name, my friend?
Don Kearns.
Don Kearns, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Don, you won the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the special 2-hour season premiere of the Sopranos. Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO. The Sopranos soundtrack in stores now, Volume 2, coming soon. Are you ready?
You bet.
Jesus, we've primed this. I hope you win the money.
I'll have you too.
$500 if you can give us the title and artist of Secret Song number 6. Don't answer till Mike sings like.
Please welcome Little Feet.
We wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
That's a band Rob could never be in. He got the Herman Munster feed.
If we do have a winner for $500, that money is courtesy of Main Street Title.
Oh, Pac-Man in the bathtub on the ball.
Yeah! And that was something from the Progressive Show.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, something from the Progressive Show. You enjoyed it, Don.
A show so hip, you'll need a reservation just to listen.
Just to listen.
Just to listen.
This is Surf. I'm 60 years old.
Hi there. My wife has left me.
How you doing? I've got orange fingers and clogs.
Listen, we need the title and the artist, please.
Is it Night Fever by the Bee Gees?
Night Fever? Could you please repeat that?
Is it Night Fever by the Bee Gees?
No.
Thank you. Excellent guess, though.
Thank you.
Buzz, put that card away.
I will.
Put that card away. Did you hang up?
Did he guess? Did Buzz guess properly?
I can't tell you, Mike.
Oh, he did. You got it.
And the guy on the phone just hung up.
That's not right.
The guy on the phone just hung up. Well, don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
And don't forget, lots of hit songs on Saturday Night Fever.
Right.
Okay. Well, before we bring the fat people in, let's try to call CBS radio president Dan Mason.
Doesn't he have a new title, though? Doesn't he have a new title? I believe the merger is completed.
I think he's still president of something.
Infinity.
Good afternoon, Infinity. Jabari speaking.
Yes, hi, Jabari. This is the Don and Mike show, and we're on the air right now.
Yes.
We'd like to speak to Dan Mason, please.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jabari.
Jabari. Wow. Sounds like a movie.
That was Jumanji.
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 Your wish is granted. Long live Jabari.
No, that's Jambi from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Ah, yes, okay. Absolutely. Now I understand.
Jambi. Mm-hmm. Remember just the head?
Just the head and the box.
Right, the disenfranchised head mm-hmm. when Pee Wee would open up the box. Hello, Pee Wee.
Big giant head is very unhappy.
Oh, we're waiting now on CBS. Hey, and Charlie, is he still the president? I know they just had the merger. Is Dan Mason still the president of radio?
As far as I know, he is.
Hello?
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 Is this Jabari?
This is Jabari, yeah.
Jabari.
He's not available right now. He's on a conference call.
He's on a conference call. Well, did you tell him we were on the line?
Yeah, he said, can you call him back tomorrow morning?
Well, we're on the air. We wanted to call him on the air, you see.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to talk on the air.
He didn't want to talk. He said that specifically that he didn't want to talk on the air?
No, he said call him tomorrow morning.
I don't want to call him in the morning.
No.
Ask him if he'd like to. Could you ask him if he'd like to talk to us tomorrow on the show?
Okay, I can ask him.
About having lunch?
You want to have lunch?
Yeah. We want to know if we don't mind calling him tomorrow, but we'd love to call him tomorrow on the show and see if he'd to have lunch with us.
We'd like to tell him I'd like to discuss 20 years ago, and then we'd like to know if he'd like to have lunch about getting us on in Los Angeles.
And you want to do this on the air?
Yes, we like to transact most of our business on the air. It's our comfort zone.
I mean, we'll at least set up the lunch with him on the air.
Yes.
Right.
Now, all the details and stuff about going on out in Los Angeles, that could be handled over lunch.
Okay.
This conference call he's on,
mm-hmm.
is it regarding his car, the General Lee?
His what?
His car, the General Lee.
I have no idea what this conference call is about.
Okay.
Was it about his next haircut?
I have no clue.
Could you ask him if he wouldn't mind coming on the show tomorrow?
Sure, I can ask him.
Thank you.
After he gets off this conference call.
Oh, after he gets off
the conference call. Didn't you just bust into the conference call, though?
Yeah.
Oh, well, can you do it one more time, Jumanji?
We would consider it a personal favor if you would do that for us.
No, he already told me no more interruptions.
Is this conference call about your sense of humor?
I have.
I know you have none. Welcome to Infinity CBS.
Absolutely.
All right, well, if you leave him just this message, Don and Mike called,
mm-hmm.
and we called after we talked to Leah Remini.
Okay.
And that's a name that he should recognize because he spoke to her recently.
Yeah, I remember I answered the phone when she called yesterday.
She's charming, isn't she?
She's nice.
Very nice. How do you like working for Infinity, Jumanji?
Jabari.
How long do you, how do you enjoy working for Infinity?
I like it.
Really? Good
it's
company.
Cool in the corporate office. I don't know how it is out in the radio station, though. So.
Yeah. The corporate office is a cool atmosphere?
For me, it is.
Wow.
Nice. The dome they come in, it's excellent.
Wow. That's great.
It sucks down here in the trenches. You know what it's like? It's like World War II, and you're one of the generals living in a cushy castle somewhere in France.
Yeah, kind of nice to sit up on the hill as we all die on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to know what it's like working here? I urge you to rent Saving Private Ryan and watch the first 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's exactly what it's like.
Watch it in slow motion,
because mm-hmm.
that's what every day working for this company at a radio station is like.
Absolutely. But then again, you understand that, don't you, Jabari?
Not really, but
you don't
work for it.
Oh, good.
So you enjoy working for CBS? Infinity.
Well, you say you work over there across the river in Potomac. You get a chance to listen to the Don and Mike show very often, Jabari?
Actually, about a month ago, I've been listening to you guys almost every day.
Now there you go.
Great.
That's
great.
A good answer. Well, then anything you can do for us, we would appreciate.
Listen, just tell Prince Valiant that we would like to speak to him about an event that he'll know that involves me from 20 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we would like to set up a lunch with him, because that's what Leah Remini said he wanted to do, was to have lunch with us.
Okay.
And, you know, Jabari, you could perhaps put in a good word for us about getting on out in Los Angeles yourself. You know, you say, hey, Chief. Well, what do you call him? Do you call him Boss? Do you call him Dan? Do you call him Mr. Mason?
Dan.
You say Dan?
Dan.
Are you his right-hand person? Are you his administrative assistant?
Actually, no. She's his administrative assistant is out sick.
Are you above or below his administrative assistant?
I'm below.
Oh, below. Oh, okay. Uh-oh. All right, thanks.
Okay. All right, we'll just pass the message then, please.
Okay, so you want to call him tomorrow morning?
No. We'd like to call him tomorrow after 3 o'clock on the show.
All righty.
We'd like to discuss a personal matter between me, Don, and Dan Mason that happened 20 years ago. And
L.A.,
and having lunch and his conversation with Leah Remini.
Zombie, what is he like? Do you know the type of things that he enjoys? Is there any way we could send him like a gift basket? What are his hobbies?
I'm not sure what his personal.
Does he like hunting and skinning animals? And
does he like maybe like cracked wheat to chew?
Hey, I got it. How about a nice Dale Earnhardt piece of memorabilia?
Wow, that would be special.
Yeah.
Does he like the NASCAR?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
You know, you might want to just send him a jug of his favorite corn liquor.
you go away, trouble. That's Rob Spiewak, Jabari.
How are you doing, John?
Does he have a lot of nice suits?
I don't know.
I mean, do you see him wear nice suits? We send him a nice rope belt.
It's corporate casual over here.
Corporate casual?
Corporate casual? Overalls?
No,
that might work. It'll be fun.
Do you come to work dressed like Tom Sawyer a lot?
I don't know who Tom Sawyer is.
Has he ever worn a Colonel Sanders suit?
No.
You don't know who Tom Sawyer is?
No.
Aren't you a fan of Rush?
Of who?
Rush, the
Rush
band.
Bah.
No, not Rush. No. Limbaugh, the band Rush.
No.
And that was another, Jumbie, that was another joke anyway, because they wrote a song called Tom Sawyer, but there was a famous book called Tom Sawyer.
Written by Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Legendary author.
Does Mr. Mason carry a briefcase, or does he just have his belongings and a kerchief on his stick?
I have no clue. Well, guys, it's been fun, but I have to get back to it.
Jabari, it's been an absolute slice of heaven chatting with you.
Jumanji, you should really check out...
Jabari.
You should really check out this book, Tom Sawyer. It's about It's about two lads who are painting a fence.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Lessons in Life book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Have you ever heard of Mark Twain?
Yes, I have.
Now, have you heard of Tom Sawyer, though? You've not heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I just don't take it. I don't like to read.
Don't like to read? Well, most people, most Infinity executives don't like to read, so I think that's a good quality that you ought to continue
to go far. What's the last good book you read?
Right now I'm reading The Ultimate Gift.
What's that?
The Ultimate Gift.
Who is that by?
Actually, I'm not even sure who the author is.
Okay. May I suggest a book that I read every day?
Sure.
The Holy Bible.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I'm working on that, too.
Hey, listen, when Dan floats into work every day, where does he park his raft? Because isn't it like the Ramblin' Raft Race when he shows up at work?
No.
No.
Really? Guys, I got to get back.
One last question. Hold on. When you're there during the afternoon, where do you put the critters?
The what?
The critters. There must be critters.
Does Dan have a horseless carriage?
No, that's the second question. I got to go, guys.
Okay, right. Bye, Jumanji. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Jumbie.
Another question. Well, I think we've made another friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It should be no problem at all.
Jesus.
We should be able to have a nice lunch with him.
All set.
Fantastic.
He's on a conference call right now. He's got a Campbell's soup can to his ear. A big piece of string going across the room. Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I know where we can go. Two places.
Where?
Po' Folks or Cajuns. There you go.
Hey, what about
Old Country Buffet?
Old Country Buffet.
There you go. That's exactly where we should go.
You were kidding about the soup can. It's more like three cranks and Sarah, did you give me Black Rock?
Yeah.
I'd say it's a lock we're going to be on in L.A. now. Well, listen, I think we've cemented the relationship.
It was
a long shot at best, and it's still a long shot.
Pipe dream to begin with.
Please.
But it'll be fun to talk to him.
Yeah.
At least I'd enjoy figuring out what happened 20 years ago.
I don't think it's a good sign that the conference call was taking place. You know how they are. Anybody that's on a conference call, when we're on the air, they can take a brief moment out.
Yeah, well, he could have been on the conference call. He could have been talking to some of his kinfolk.
His kin. He could have been talking to Mr. Drysdale about some of his deposits.
Or Miss Jane.
That's great. Nice talking to you, Mr. Drysdale. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Hey, Jumanji, you tell them I'm at a conference call. Woo, doggy.
There's a big piece of straw coming out of his mouth.
That's fantastic.
It's a beautiful day to be the president of CBS Radio. Man, I tell you, that's a great gig living up here in Potomac, Maryland. That's a beautiful. Hey, Jumanji, where's my fishing pole?
I'll tell you, I don't think we're going to have a real good idea as to what the real deal is until we sit down and have some vittles with him. After we enjoy our vittles.
What kind of critter are we dining on today?
I sure hope it's a possum.
Possum. Nice possum stew.
Fantastic. Or maybe some squirrel. Squirrel appetizers. Some good. And all the fixins.
That's right.
F-I-X-I-N apostrophe S. Fixins. Fantastic.
Oh, God damn. And we got to get our Johnny Reb hats.
Yes.
We have this lunch with the president of CBS Radio, Dan Mason.
Yeah, absolutely. And do the rebel yell when we see him. Rob, how does that go?
I want to tell you something, Mr. Mason. There's some fine squirrel fingers we're eating today. These are tasty.
We sure would appreciate it. You could find your way to get us on out there in Los Angeles.
You sure would.
Out there with, you know, all them hillbillies that live in the Beverly Hills.
All right, well, maybe tomorrow.
We will, we'll see.
But it was interesting calling him.
Oh, of course, yeah. We could give him the gift of the jars that are named after him. Mason jars.
That's right.
Because we drink our corn liquor out of that.
And after the vittles, we could light his corn cob pipe.
Yeah.
Sit down on the porch of CBS Radio and swap some tails.
Whittle.
Sip some sweet tea.
Sweet tea out of Mason jars.
Yeah. Swap some stories.
Be fantastic. Plenty of greens.
Greens!
Eat some greens.
Ready?
It'll be wonderful.
He comes to the meeting, he just has just overalls on, no shirt. Hi! Don, it's been 20-some years. How the hell are you?
How are you?
How are you?
Business casual. You don't mind if I wear overalls here. And, of course, shoes optional.
I was just on a conference call with Dollywood. I was getting my notification all set.
Every year.
You know where I love going? Myrtle Beach. Have you ever been down there to Dolly Parton's amusement park / dinner theater down there?
I tell you, I got a front row seat, a regular table at the Dixie Stand.
You get the prize for remembering the name of that place.
Eat your chicken, eat your chicken. North on this side, south on the other.
I ain't been the same since Twitty City closed down. I know you folks, you share my feelings.
Yeah, guys, ever been to Alligator Adventure? Yes, sir. I know a little too much about Myrtle Beach.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a phone call. And then we got some fat people here for Fat Tuesday. Hello. A Don and Mike show.
Hey, me.
Pardon me?
It's Ryder.
Oh, Ryder.
Hello, Ryder.
Hey.
Ryder, you don't sound your usual upbeat self.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not.
What's the matter?
Well, I'll tell you guys the truth. It's like that weekend I had, it stands outside of time, and everybody was just real good to me, and I had so much fun. And then it's like, come back, and it's a Same old crap every day.
Well, listen, I understand what he's doing. He's crashing right now from the high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Ryder's the guy that we sent out to Reno a couple of months ago around Christmas time. He hadn't had sex in like 5 years. We sent him out there to get laid. He was in a car accident. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it still is fully functional down there.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
You guys are absolutely right. I am crashing.
Ryder, hold on a second. You should come to the Las Vegas style show that we do next week.
Yeah, how about that? How about you come on out next Tuesday night? We'll put you up on stage. Let some of the girls dance with you.
All right, that's just super.
There you go. Listen to the mood change.
Brilliant. You're in. Hold on. Charlie will tell you how to get a pass.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, see you then. See you Tuesday night.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You're very welcome. Hold on, Ryder.
When we get Ryder up on stage at the Las Vegas style show, we'll make more of a specific offer to the crowd.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And we had a meeting today about the next Las Vegas style show, which is next Tuesday, a week from today, at Exhale. Is that the name of the place?
Exhale.
Exhale in Fredneck, Maryland, that they know the type of show that we do.
Yeah, everything's going to be, there's not going to be any cancellation. Everything's going to be etched in stone.
Yeah, they know.
And we're going to be fine up there.
Good. They know. They're ready for it.
There'll be a little gluing and pasting going on, but don't worry. It'll be fine. It's going to be a wonderful show.
But the management there, unlike the management at Harrah's out in Lake Tahoe, the management at this place in Frederick, Maryland, knows how to put on a first-class Las Vegas-style show.
Amen.
The people at Harrah's could take a little lesson from the people at Exhale in Fredneck, Maryland.
Doesn't Dan Mason hang out at Exhale?
I believe he hangs out in the entire Frederick County area.
Yeah, it's a good place.
It sure does.
Yee-hoo.
Love Fredneck. All right. How many people are here, Robbie, right now, too?
We have a couple.
All right. Hold on. Let's do a break. We will double-check our scales. And when we come back, Fat Tuesday.
All right.
New Orleans style.
Yeah.
And we'll pull the first couple of guys in. Don't forget, for the fattest person today, we're going to pay $1 a pound.
Wow. Very good.
On our very unscientific scale.
I got to look at the first contestant, and I only have one thing to say.
What's that?
I hope the scales hold out.
Yeah. I saw him, too. Are you talking about the guy who looks like the Nutty Professor?
Yeah. I think that I'm worried about that board. That is a thin board that we have between the two scales.
All right. We'll start our Fat Tuesday show when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated. The Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Miss Bobby to tell you more.
Okay, this Tuesday, the Don and Mike family packs their bags and head to Frederick, Maryland. Experience the magic with Exhale Nightclub, 244 South Jefferson Street. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 9. There's no cover. You've got to be 21 to get in. Call 301-698-9226 for more information.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
See you in the club.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
All right, time for a station break in Ocean City, Maryland. It's 96 Rock. Every night in New York City on WNEW. Anchorage, Alaska, 94.7 KADX. And in Sacramento, California.
How on a Sunday to get
up? Every day from noon till 4 on KHCK. I only pray to God they'd run the whole show one day.
Amen.
Jizzy, the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are.
Hey, I was calling to tell you I can get you some good corn liquor if you need it.
Really? Some shine?
Some moonshine.
Man, and nothing like moonshine. And I mean, I've had moonshine. I like moonshine.
Only if the bottle has, like, what is it, two X's or three X's on it? Three X's on it?
It's a clear bottle.
A buddy of mine brought it to a party one time and dumped out a bottle of scotch and put it in an expensive scotch bottle. Wow. And it was...
It'll definitely make you take a breath.
Yeah,
sure. Hold on a second.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take some of that from ye.
I liked it.
We sure will. Hello.
Kill you, though.
Hey, is Rob A there?
Yeah, you might as well just drink gasoline. Hold on. Rob's right here.
Hi. Hello.
Rob A.
Yeah.
I need to know what Meadow Soprano's online handle is.
I don't have time for you now. You're making me very, very late. I've got things to do, and I don't want to talk to you.
Really?
I'm Rob Bay, and I'm tired of listeners like you that ask me dumb questions that I don't have time for. Hoody-da-do-day.
Well, Rob Bay, I used to work with you, so how dare you disrespect the old interns at WJFK?
You're an old intern. What's your name?
You called me Dylan.
Dylan! Oh,
I used to intern for Liddy, and I know you're a busy guy, but I'm trying to win a trivia contest on Soprano.com.
I love
and
you.
I figured you would have the details of what Meadow Soprano's online handle is.
Dylan?
Yes.
I love you.
We traded Saved by the Bell card.
Dylan?
Yes.
Lay with me. Please?
Yes.
Will you lay with me?
No, sir.
Please lay with me. I love you. I want to make love to you.
You traded
that spoon.
You traded Saved by the Bell cards with this guy?
Mate,
Dylan?
I don't know who he is.
The fag you are, Rob.
Dylan, will you lay with me?
I'd rather spoon.
Oh, yes. Let's spoon together.
Hey, buddy. I'll see you in Fredneck.
Let's make a comma.
Say hello to Trudy. I'll see you in Fredneck. Rob A., how dare you diss? This is all about Meadow Soprano's online handle.
Let's be quotation marks together. Lay with me.
Really?
Love me.
Really?
Oh, I don't like you anymore. Go away! I am Rob Bay.
Hi, Rob Bay.
How do you da do day?
How dare you? Dylan here.
Dylan, you're gay.
No.
Oh, Ron, you just...
We used to trade Saved by the Bell cards with Dan and John Pop.
Hey, what Saved by the Bell card did I give you, Dylan? Just out of curiosity.
You gave me Mark Paul... his rookie card.
Rob, do you want to come in here and really deal with this guy?
I honestly...
He's getting tedious.
I honestly don't remember who this guy is. I did for a while in my wallet carry a picture of what's her name? Elizabeth Berkley, because she was turbo
hot. Excuse me, we caused the old David Letterman scandal. We put pictures of David Letterman on a tree. Don yelled at me.
What? Now, do you remember this? Does anybody remember this?
I remember. There was another disc jockey who was unhappy that there was a picture of Letterman in the newsroom, and they had pictures of Letterman all over the building.
But did you?
You yelled at me in front of Diane.
Did you trade Saved by the Bell card with this guy?
I might have bought it back and given him a card. I don't remember trading. It wasn't like a party.
It wasn't a party.
Did you know that Rob was hot for you?
No.
I don't remember the face, but the ass I remember.
Dylan, describe yourself.
Tom Cruise, Antonio Sabato Jr.
Oh, come on, be realistic.
Do you have a famous uncle?
No, not a famous uncle.
What's that?
You know, Dylan is so difficult to communicate with right now. I don't know if we can figure out.
Yeah, I think it's best we let him go.
All right.
But yeah, I used to have a card of Jesse.
But if that's how you play, I'll let you play.
Listen, I just want to say something, Rob. The way this guy's talking, it sounds to me like he could be one of your kooky friends.
No, he's
I'm
not.
I'm telling you, Don. I got you.
I mean, he's
you
got
very angry with me because I put a flag, which you go to Liddy's face in the window.
He's
in
got
the middle of your show.
He's got all the wacky like Robisms.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But
right.
You're
friends.
I think I might remember who you are vaguely, but...
And John Pop and Cameron.
Well, of course I remember John Pop.
I tell you, you're making a valiant effort to stop the show now, though,
all right.
Dylan.
Goodbye, Dylan. Listen, we don't know whatever dumb thing you wanted. Thank you,
Meadow Soprano's online handle. You got it, guys?
Yeah, it's hangupnow.com.
Take it easy.
See you in
stay
Toledo.
Stay cool. Everybody stay cool.
See you in Toledo.com.
There we go.
I can't believe you traded Saved by the Bell card.
I think
him.
He might have inflated that. I might have given him a card because I was looking for one picture of Jesse Spano.
But, you know, if you gave him a card, that meant you bought a pack of Saved by the Bell cards.
Yes, I did. For Jesse.
Now, if you kept Elizabeth Berkley in your wallet, that's one thing. But
that's what I did.
But now, when you bought the pack of cards,
yes.
were you searching for other, like, Elizabeth Berkley type pictures?
Just one picture of Elizabeth Berkley, if I recall right. I remember having it. I don't remember if I bought a pack, honestly.
Oh, come on, Rob.
Yes, I have the whole set of plastic.
No, you do. Hello.
I can't wait for him to call back. He was fun, wasn't he?
Don and Mike Show. Dan Mason struggles in a foreign land. He's used to no indoor plumbing. However, as he walks barefoot along the beaches, he is surprised by the many forms of life he's never seen before. The fishes. the snakes.
Open them. I am so completely lost. I don't know where to pick up this story.
I'm trying to figure out where Dan Mason would be, because he used to be a hillbilly who was raised like on a Kentucky farm.
As the sun sets, his toes are cold as he walks through the jungle.
You know, now that I think about it, I guess there wouldn't be, like, fishes and stuff in India, would there?
Oh, the ocean.
He sees an elephant.
He is fascinated by the elephant as it relieves itself on the ferns.
He says, come here, little doggy. Come here, little donkey.
The elephant turns on him, and he is crushed to death. He lives no longer.
With his last dying breath,
he spits out his weed and says,
Don and Mike will never be on in Los Angeles.
Oh,
there, good ending.
Okay, all right.
Sorry about that.
I wasn't sure. It was like,
yeah, me either.
It was kind of like a scene out of Eyes Wide Shut.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, first of all, I got a couple things for you. I requested autograph picture. You guys, I got. I really appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you.
My name is Rick.
If you received an autographed picture of us, don't thank us. Thank Rob.
No, seriously. I mean, whoever's in charge of it, I was really appreciative.
Well, very nice.
Okay. Rob, what's that?
Never mind. I think Rob probably signed it. But
I was wondering. I saw anybody. Any of you guys see Saturday Night Live a couple days ago with Katie Holmes?
I did not
know. No,
oh, my God. She was in a skit with one of the guys on there, a tap dancing, and she took off her shirt, and she had a tight black lace bra. She is so hot. I don't even know how old is she anyway.
She's like 21 or something.
Oh, my goodness. You ever caught her in an outfit like that?
No.
You have to see it.
All right.
So gorgeous.
You know, she is hot. I'll give you that. And, you know, at some point, we're going to start re-rating women for the year 2001. And Kate Hudson will be up on my list. I saw a great, great thing on Inside Edition about Kate Hudson.
Oh, really?
You know, her dad was one of the Hudson brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's, you know, you always think of her as Kurt Russell's daughter.
No, but her dad.
She's not. It's the middle good-looking Hudson brother.
Right. Well, he's not so good-looking anymore.
Yeah, but he was the one when they had the show.
They had.
There was the total doofus.
The tall, doofy one with the mustache.
Who was the ugliest one.
And then there was a shorter one with long hair who was kind of weird-looking. And then there was the one who was.
The pretty boy Hudson.
Right. The Hudson brothers.
The Hudson brothers.
Well, they interviewed this guy on Inside Edition. It's like they said the first interview that he's done in 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Because I guess Kate Hudson did an interview in Vanity Fair.
Yeah, she's the hottest flavor of the month.
Yeah, where she said that he was an awful father.
Right.
And that he was never around and that he never calls her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this Hudson brother went on TV to show home movies of back when he and Goldie Hawn were married.
Oh, how pathetic is that?
To get his side of the story out, saying, look at, here she is when she was five, and here I am reading a book with her. And at this point, he breaks up with Goldie Hawn so he can marry Shirley from Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Cindy Williams.
Yeah, talk about, I mean, that is like trading in a Mercedes for a Yugo.
Oh, my God.
So the next set of photographs are of the two families together.
Right.
Of his family with Shirley.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Laverne and Shirley, and Goldie Hawn there. And according to him, it didn't go bad till Kurt Russell came into the equation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah,
and,
well, they have really one of the better relationships in Hollywood.
Yeah, and then they said that when Kate Hudson married the guy from the Black Crowes,
right,
that Kurt Russell walked her down the aisle as her father.
Right.
And then they went back to the Hudson brother, who said, I left her two messages on her phone asking if I was invited, and I never heard back.
It's amazing that he happens to surface now that she has a hit movie.
Of course.
Go. I mean, now that the movie with Cameron Crowe is doing so well.
Now that she's going to win the Academy Award, now that she's won the Golden Globe, all of a sudden he wants to be her dad again.
Yeah, and I mean, she raves about her mother and Kurt Russell. I mean, she always does.
Yeah.
I've seen her on talk shows do that.
So it was funny. And the funniest part was when they showed some clips of the Hudson Brothers TV show.
Oh, what a great show. It's one of the worst shows in the history of television. Absolutely.
It was like a Sonny and Cher ripoff show.
No.
I will always remember them crammed into one square on the Hollywood Squares. They made all three of them sit in one square.
Yeah. I remember wide lapels and white suits.
Yeah, they wore white
hats, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right, and top hats.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, they suck. The Hudson brothers.
God.
So imagine that. Poor Kate Hudson. She's finally famous,
How's it like to be that? You wake up and say, hey, your deadbeat dad?
Right.
He's on TV showing home movies, proving that he was at your second birthday party.
Yeah, and that's a real credible way to show that you had a good relationship with your kid. You know, bring out home movies of special occasions when you knew you were on camera. How ridiculous is
and
that?
And the film, while I'm sure that they were real, because you could see a young Goldie Hawn, and you
right.
could see him, and you could... They look like... Remember at the beginning of the Wonder Years when they showed those fake home movies?
Yeah.
That's exactly what these movies look like.
Hired some actresses.
Yeah.
You know, went to a film lab.
They had him wearing, like, a party hat and stuff. And they,
hey, look at how goofy and crazy I am.
And they showed him actually holding Kate Hudson when she was about a year old.
Right.
When, you know, it's obvious that she doesn't know him from a hole in the ground. And she just, you know, her head like off to the side, she's just kind of drooling.
Here I am, being the good daddy.
Yes, here I am. And then they, but as always, it was like a screw job on him. But
right.
In the middle of the interview, the parts that I'm sure he didn't know that they were going to do, after he says all this stuff like, hey, I really wanted to be with her, then they show the court papers where they filed for divorce and where he didn't want any custody.
Right.
And where Goldie Hawn had to say he can see the kids every other weekend, he can see the kids every other Christmas. And then they cut to the Vanity Fair article where it's got Kate Hudson saying, he didn't call me for 3 years.
Oh. There you go, Dad.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the guy's being ambushed. He doesn't even know it until it's on the cutting room floor.
He wasn't a good showbiz parent.
No.
Like Judy Garland.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you right now, I was riveted. I watched that whole thing. Call me a fag, I don't care.
But it wasn't as good as it could have been.
It would have been great if they used the younger actress who looked exactly like her, and they used her all the way through. It could have been a lot better. I've seen a lot worse, but it wasn't bad. It was just, it was intriguing because, you know the story that she's just going to fall apart.
And especially when you hear, like, this tape we have of the real Judy Garland. This is not from the TV movie last night. This is the real Judy Garland. This is what I really wanted to see last night.
Yeah, and I think the actress, a better actress, could have done a better job with
you. I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
I mean, that's what I wanted to see last night.
You know, and I really think it's the job of the actress. She worked so hard at lip-syncing the songs, but then when it came to doing the voice, anybody that saw, I remember when I was a little bitty kid watching her on Ed Sullivan when she was doing that, you know, with her head like bobbing around, and I wish they'd done a better job with it.
You know, as bad as that made her look, there was a lot of stuff they didn't even address. Like those, that's just an isolated tape. She has hours and hours of drunken tape where she would just burble all night. And Alan King...
Burble. I like that word, burble.
And Alan King would have to unplug his phone because she would call him all hours of the night. Just
wow.
Say, Alan, come over and make me laugh. She was a mental patient.
They didn't portray her as a mental patient last night. And again, remember that show that was on last night was the perspective
of Lorna Luft.
Lorna Luft.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, you're not getting the real story.
No.
Look at this. It's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring in our first contestant right now. He's a big boy named David.
All right.
And we're going to weigh him. The fattest person today to come in the studio and be weighed wins $100 per pound.
$1 per pound.
I'm sorry, I
$1,
said it again. Thank
one,
you, Buzz.
You're right. $1 per pound, yes.
$1 a pound.
We don't want to break the bank, but we're certainly going to break that board. Rob, I would make one, Rob.
Yes.
I would make one suggestion.
What?
Make sure that the board is centered, maybe a little bit more on the...
Mike, yeah. You've got a contestant now you haven't seen yet. This is not the Nutty Professor guy.
Okay, here's the other guy.
Here is David.
Here's a member of the Big Man's Club. Hello there! David.
Hi, David.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you? Happy Fat Tuesday, David.
Thank you.
Hi, David. What do you estimate your current weight to be?
Well, actually, I weighed myself before I came in.
Okay.
Because I anticipated the... being over the scales.
Okay, so what's your weight?
552.
552.
All right, now 552, since the weight limit on each of the scales is 300. We should be okay with that. So what we're going to be doing is getting a confirmation of that weight. That elaborate setup we have, how do you think that looks to you, David? What do you think?
Well, will I get charged if they break?
No, you will not.
No, you won't. No,
absolutely not. Okay, very good.
Can I ask you a couple of questions first?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. He's looking at you like, okay, here it comes.
You know what? I'll wait till after you get weighed.
All right.
I'll wait till after you get weighed.
Okay.
I just want to ask the questions like a lot of people would be curious about.
All right, hop on.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. Here's the weighing. Don't hop.
There'll be no hopping.
Don't hop.
All right, here he goes. No hopping.
Yeah, all right. Stepping on the scale. It's a good sign. They're not breaking.
Ready, Charlie?
Okay, now we're going to get a reading from Charlie on the left scale and a reading from Robbie on the right scale.
Now.
All right, you guys, what do you have? What do you have, Charlie?
306 on my side.
306. I got 256. So that's 562.
562.
562.
Way to go, David.
Thank you.
Good job.
562 pounds.
Way to go. All right. So
what was your reading before you left home?
552.
So we're very close.
That's good. That means that our scale system is working fine.
Uh-huh. Close enough.
All right.
Man. What size pants do you wear, can I ask?
72s.
72. Have you been heavy most of your life?
Oh, all of my life.
And it's the never-ending battle? Or do you say, you know, what the hell?
That was going to be my next question. At what point did you just give up? I mean, was it at 300, 400?
I didn't know I was this big until today.
I mean, listen, you're fat, but if I was to look at you, I wouldn't think you weighed 560 pounds.
Right. And now,
you look like maybe, I guess, four.
If you see me sitting down, I'm almost perfectly round.
Wow. I have a question for you now. Have you been heavier than this?
No, this is it.
This is it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe this will be the payday for you.
Yeah, so I'm going to go out after this and maybe buying a stock of Swim Fast or something.
Hey, are you saying that knowing weighing yourself today is the first time you've weighed yourself in a long time?
Yeah.
Well, and it was a kind of an awakening for you or anything like that?
No, you can't weigh on a household scale.
Right, exactly. How did you weigh yourself at home?
Actually, yeah, I had to go to a feed store.
You went to a feed store?
Yeah.
You know, somebody was telling me that, like, meat packing places and a feed store.
Yeah.
So you went to a feed store and just hopped up there.
Yeah, I said, could you weigh me? And they said, sure.
Oh, good. What kind of car do you drive?
A Buick LeSabre.
Yeah, that's a good ad for a Buick LeSabre, absolutely.
That's a big car. And here's a really personal question.
Okay.
When you go number two, is it a problem to take care of the business with the toilet paper?
It's probably more a problem than the normal person, but...
How do you deal with that? Do you do the extender thing, or you get the tongs or anything like that?
You just deal with it if it's a particularly bad day, you know, right. As everybody's had. Then you go right for the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I gotcha. All right.
Good for you.
All right, well, David, thank you for coming in.
I hope you win. You're the man. Thanks for answering our questions.
Thank you.
A little perspective, and you're going to be going on a little diet after today.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, let us know how you progress on that.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, fantastic. All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, David. There goes David.
5'6"
and probably, boy, I would estimate his height to be 5'4". Maximum.
If I was thinking maybe 5'2".
Maybe 5'2".
He's tiny.
Not a tall guy.
He's not.
Hey, Rob, ask David how tall he is. Seriously, because we didn't get that statistic.
He's tiny, but he's not tiny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to tell how tall he is.
But really, I mean, I know that this probably won't strike him as a compliment, but
right?
I would have, if I was the guy at the carnival,
sure.
You know, guess the weight.
Yep.
I would put him at 400 pounds.
Yeah. And that's funny that he mentioned that. I mean, he came in and he said, well, maybe I'll be going for the Slim Fest after that. Sometimes when you make, all of a sudden you become aware, you see the number and it shocks you.
He's 3'6" tall.
No, come on, kidding.
He's 5'4".
Hey, I nailed it. All right, very good.
I guess 400. He'd be a big winner. He'd win a stuffed animal at the carnival.
And, oh, my God.
Here comes our next contestant.
This is a much taller man coming in here.
Is this Marvin coming in next?
He's sure not starving, Marvin, I'll tell you that.
Now, this contest is open to both men and women.
Right.
Yes, we have a separate male and female category. Let's welcome now.
Hi, Marvin.
No longer starving.
Marvin is all big.
Now, listen. We may already have...
I think we got a winner.
A change.
Yeah, and I think there's no question that we've got a winner. Just looking at Marvin, absolutely.
The last guy?
Yeah.
I got him beat.
I bet you do. Absolutely. I wonder if we've got the capacity for Marvin.
Hi, Marvin, where are you from?
Originally from Whiteville, North Carolina.
All right.
I live in Reston, Virginia, really.
You live in Reston. And what do you do, Marvin?
I drive with a Nova Blue. I'm a driver.
A driver. All right.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Oh. And how tall are you, Marvin?
About 6'1 and a half.
Six one and a half. And you would estimate your current weight to be?
580 pounds.
580 pounds. Well, that's good because we have scales that can do it.
Yeah. Marvin, step on the scale.
All right. Very good, Marvin.
And then we're going to ask you much of the same questions that we asked the last guy.
Hop up there.
All right, good luck. Help give Marvin a hand here.
Tell you what, Marvin's got some tan middies. He does. He's got a much nicer rack than the last guy had.
In 3, 2, now.
All right, what's your number, Rob?
I got 258.
What do you got, Charlie?
Well, the last number I saw before it went to ERR was 327.
But add them up, Robbie.
I don't know that that's accurate.
585. We have a new leader.
Way to go, Marvin.
George, in the crash, I lost about 60 pounds.
You already lost 60 pounds? Yeah.
Way to go, Marvin.
All right, now step up here, Marvin. We got questions we'd like to ask you.
All right, so you said you joined Jenny Craig, so you have lost weight.
I lost about 60 pounds with Jenny Craig.
Wow. 60 pounds, and you're still doing it? You're still doing the Jenny Craig?
Yes, I am.
Oh, very good.
So I guess for you, the point when you decided you had to do something was when you weighed over 600 pounds?
Yeah, when I, you know.
Was that the biggest you were, over 600 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was about 600, close to 640 pounds before
640 pounds.
Before I joined Jenny Craig.
And well, that's a good ad for Jenny Craig. You've knocked off 60 pounds doing that.
Have you eaten Jenny Craig yet?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It's all in the mind. You got to be strong.
You got balls coming down. Yeah. You know what? I'm giving all the contestants a round of applause for having the balls to come down here and come on the show.
All I know is
to
do that.
Don't see me every day. You got to be saying much. Everybody know I'm big.
You're big.
Everybody see me every day.
We're big too.
Absolutely, Marvin. We should get our pictures taken next to these guys because you and I would look like Gwyneth Paltrow.
I think maybe a photo op would be wonderful. It'd be a real good idea. But we fought the battle. I mean, really. I mean, it's Marvin, all relative.
Here. Marvin, the question we have. Well, first, what kind of car do you drive?
I got a Chevy van.
That's a second Chevy product, bro.
And
right.
When you have a nice number two, are you able to do the toilet paper stuff?
Yeah.
You can. Hey, good.
There you go. All right. Okay.
We're just curious. We've read stories about guys who have to use, like,
tongs.
Extenders, you know, sticks and stuff.
I ain't got that bad yet.
All right. Okay. Good. That's good. Very good.
Thank you, Marvin. Get out of here.
Good luck. We'll let you know if you win, Marvin.
All right.
Thanks for coming in.
I tell you, you know, I mean, right now, I would say because of his height.
Hey, Marvin, how tall are you?
6'1".
Oh, 6'1". Yeah, he's big. Looks football player big.
Way to go, Marvin.
Thank you, Marvin.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
There goes Marvin. Marvin is, so far, the leader.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's good.
582, is that his number?
585.
585. Wow, welcome to Fat Tuesday.
Hey, good job with Rob and Charlie getting the weights there.
Where are the chicks?
This contest is open to women, too.
Yeah,
big women, and you know, I'd like it right now. I'd like to say that the guys are stepping up to the plate. We've got real heavyweights that are coming down here.
I thought we got like a 400-pound guy.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that is balls to come down here and do. I admire people that do that.
And I'm also serious. You and I got to have our pictures taken.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be nice to feel good about ourselves once in a while?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
We look like male models. All right. Well, thank you, David. Thank you, Marvin. Now, listen, our doors will be open.
Do what you want.
For the next couple of hours. Come on down. Fattest guy, fattest girl. We pay $1 a pound.
Fantastic.
On this Fat Tuesday, we will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio. The Don and Mike Show.
It wasn't my fault. You stole my car. Where is the trust in this house?
When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls. You know, that would have been interesting.
What? What did you just say?
Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life.
What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window?
See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd.
Don't say that. God forgive you.
There is no God.
Hey!
Oh, for you.
Well, maybe they're right. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, we're going to get to Rob's Sopranos tapes here.
All right.
And still to come on today's show. Oh, just a great article in the newspaper about this. The article in, is it Premier Magazine, about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, Arnold's in a heap of trouble.
Oh, boy. When Arnold cheating on his wife and groping women, we'll have an exclusive interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
And also on today's show, the debut tape of Mike O'Mara's Craft.
Yeah.
Excellent. We've got the band here. And I'm thinking of it. Rob told me it ain't bad.
Well, I'd be, you know, we're practicing, we're doing what we can. The tape itself, the recording, was done, like, with one of those little boom boxes in the corner of the basement.
Right.
So I'm not sure how good it'll sound, but we're, we did a song that we worked on a little bit, and, you know, I'm prepared for everyone's evaluation. And
well,
please be brutally honest.
Rob has told me that it's not that bad.
Well, I think we're going to get better. That's all I'm going to say. I think we're going to get a lot better. I think we got a long way to go.
I honestly will say this. When I set out to record it, and I was all excited because this is going to be funny.
Right.
There's nothing to make fun of. It's your solid
band. Oh, I know. Let's not go crazy.
Hello.
Let's not get too happy, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Where are you? Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
I have an idea about your contest. Instead of doing the total weight...
No, you don't understand. The contest is already underway.
Yeah.
The rules have been established.
Okay, but just listen to this idea for next time.
Oh, we have to?
Why?
Well, because it's a good idea.
Is the idea that we'd be OJ and you'd be Nicole?
Hey, I have an idea real quick, ma'am. Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Can we do a contest for the most annoying C?
Oh, right.
I know we only like to do one contest to show.
Rob.
But then we have to listen to this because it's really good.
Okay. Rob, I think I had her. I think I had her at OJ, okay?
Right?
I think that's piling on.
Yeah, Rob, that wasn't very nice.
That's right, honey.
No, Rob. Rob's got a lot of issues.
That's right. I believe I had you when I implied that perhaps we should simply cut your head off.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Now, listen, we got the contest set up, but if you can tell us in 15 seconds or less, what great idea do you have?
Okay. Oh. You should do it proportionally, because someone who's 5'4 and 5'65 is a ratio of 8.8, and someone who's 6'1 and 5'81.
Honey. Horrible idea.
Oh. 8.1, so the guy
horrible
with 5'4
idea.
Is really fat.
Horrible idea.
Honey, listen.
No, you got, I mean, size alone, you got to give the people the advantage, so they're simply bigger.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, we are paying $1 a pound.
Okay.
Simple contest.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I tried.
Thank
yes, you.
You did indeed.
Love your show.
Love you.
We love you. Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You should come down here and let us weigh your brain. What do you think? Maybe, what, 16 ounces?
An hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can't come in now, but can you put me on the list? So if someone weighs more than me, I should know that I don't have anything bad to feel anything to feel bad for.
You don't think it's the lady?
I think it's the share.
You think it's the share lady?
What?
Is this you, share lady?
No.
If it's the share lady, I really wish you'd come down and play this game, because I bet you could win for the female side.
I don't know who the share lady is.
Or is this, what's that guy's name, Chris?
No.
Is that, well, what's that guy's name that fools us all the time?
I don't think this is a dupe caller. I think this is a legitimate caller. What's your name, ma'am? You don't have to give a last name. What's your first name?
I want to stay anonymous.
You want to stay anonymous and you don't want to come down here?
I can come down, but if...
Why can't you come down?
What?
Why can't you come down?
Listen, I live in New York.
Oh, you live in New York?
Oh, okay.
Oh. So how much do you weigh?
200.
Oh, 200?
A little more. Yeah, a little more.
We had a guy, see, you obviously, you won't hear it until tape delay today.
Yeah.
The guy who's in the lead weighed over 580 pounds.
We know that we're going to get a woman that'll come down here and weigh over 200.
Over 200?
Yeah.
Easily.
Yes, yeah. Don't worry about it. You're Elle McPherson, honey.
We're hoping we get a woman to come down here that weighs over 300. Okay. And maybe if we're real lucky, over 400.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Go get yourself some KFC wings. Don't worry.
Knock yourself out.
You're plenty skinny.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Okay, hello?
Yes.
Because you live in Washington, D.C., you probably will talk to the president before me, right?
Yes, yeah, probably. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Tell him hello, okay?
We will.
You got it.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Big W woman.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's Arnold calling, I believe.
Is this Mike the TV boy?
How are you?
Is this Mike the TV boy?
Yeah.
Hey, hi, Arnold.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
What are the questions?
First, I would like to just get to know you.
All right, go ahead. Ask us anything. Arnold Schwarzenegger on the phone, everybody.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Wow. That's a difficult question. What's the next question, Arnold?
Who are you?
I am Don.
And I am Mike.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
Hey, you're Detective John Kimball. What are you? Are we under suspicion?
Yes.
Suspicion of what? Tomfoolery? Hijinks?
You lack discipline.
We lack discipline.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
Yes.
Hey, listen, are you cheating on your wife, Maria Shriver?
Yeah.
Do you like to grope women?
You son of a bitch.
Oh, wow. Hey, Arnold. Arnold, what'd you get all
this?
What?
Stop it.
Listen, answer our questions. Do you grope other women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that groping women and cheating on your wife is going to jeopardize your gubernatorial campaign?
Stop whining.
What about, I'm reading here in the newspaper that allegedly someone walked into your trailer when you were performing oral sex on a woman. Is that true?
Oh, he's getting real upset. I hope he calls us a son of a bitch again. Well, don't you think that giving oral sex to a woman in your trailer is irresponsible behavior, Arnold?
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm glad he agrees.
Well, then why did you do it, you son of a bitch?
I'm Detective John Kimball.
You're Detective John Kimball? You're Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I think you're in a whole heap of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Mike never really gets what we really want.
Bitch.
There it is. Okay. Yes.
One more time, please.
You son of a bitch. I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Do you have more questions?
I want to have them answered immediately.
Mm-hmm. All right, go.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Hey, you asked that before, you son of a bitch.
You lack discipline.
Come on, you son of a bitch.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
There he goes.
All right.
Angry Arnold.
There you go, Mike the TV boy.
There he goes.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
All right, we'll cover the Schwarzenegger thing later in the show. Now, almost a week ago.
Yeah, it was a week ago that Rob went up there.
We sent Rob up to New York for the Sopranos premiere, and he went up there with a tape recorder. Now, I do see here on the sheet that he did interview Arne Bucco, Uncle June, Edie Falco.
Wow.
Lorraine Bracco.
There you go.
Furio, Hesh, AJ, a tiny bit of James Gandolfini.
Okay.
Stevie Van Zandt,
mm-hmm.
Arthur Bucco, I mentioned that.
Right.
Christopher. And he has a surprise cut on this for us.
Fantastic. The surprise cut is my favorite. Now, I will say, before we do this, it was like not even the same planet as the premiere last year that I went to. There was maybe 40 people at the screening, 60 people at the party.
Right.
This year at the screening, they sold out Radio City Music Hall, so it was 3,500 people. Mm-hmm. My dad and I estimated about 2,000 people at the party, and there was security everywhere.
Right.
So it was very tricky and required a bit of craftiness to get to some of the people.
All right, well, let's do this. Here's Rob. Now, do we hear your dad on this tape?
No, my dad is strangely absent on the tape.
Okay. All right, here's Rob setting the scene now at Radio City Music Hall with the Sopranos premiere.
Were you a little lit?
No, you know what? I got good and lit afterwards. There was no time to get lit. There was lines to get beer.
All right. Were you still high from your tranquilizer?
No, I didn't take that because it's only a 30-minute trip.
All right,
so it's a short trip. This is actually pure, unadulterated Rob.
Wow, beautiful. You just spoke about yourself in third person.
That's right.
Here we go.
Well, Don and Mike, I'm here at the intersection of West 50th Street and 6th Avenue, the Avenue of the Americas, in front of the fabled Radio City Music Hall. Behind me, I'm sure you can hear the sounds of the city as we anxiously await the doors opening to Radio City Music Hall so we can go to the premiere for season 3 of The Sopranos. I'm here with my father and a bunch of people all dressed in black. I've never seen more leather jackets, but I'm sure they're all friends of ours, if you know what I mean. So in a moment, they'll be opening the doors. We can find our way to our seats, and we'll tell you more about what's going on at this most exclusive premiere of The Sopranos.
When you said most exclusive, were you being a little tongue-in-cheek?
Perhaps a little. You'll hear about the size of the line in a moment.
Right, okay, here we go. Cut number two. Get in line.
Got a mic. It's Rob again. And listen, we were mistaken before. You're not supposed to wait in the front of Radio City Music Hall under the neon that says Sopranos premiere. You're not supposed to wait by the posters that say Sopranos. You're supposed to go to the end of the line. The line which goes all the way down to a full city block away and then doubles back a half a block. Yes, the line is a block and a half long. Very excited about seeing the Sopranos, or is it Sopranos, premiere live in New York City.
Okay, so
right at Radio City. Went all the way down to the next street and then doubled back halfway.
Oh my God. Now, the next cut is line begins to move. So we get some movement now.
Yes, well, Don and Mike, we are moving now. Believe it or not, the line is moving slowly. We've made progress. Now we've gone back down to the end of the street and are coming back up. We're by the Rainbow Room in NBC Studios. Very close to where they taped the Today Show, where other people stand out in the freezing cold and look like idiots. But that's not why we're here. We're here, surrounded by the sounds of the city, ready for the premiere of The Sopranos. Sopranos.
Somebody should have given Sopranos. You a drink at this point.
Yeah, thank you.
How much of a mook at this point do you feel like?
Well, you know what? Like, on the walkover, I felt really cool, because not only was I going to a screening, and I didn't mind that there were so many people at the screening, because I'd never even been in Radio City Music Hall.
Right.
Because I knew I had the exclusive party passes.
Sure.
Now, I should have had a clue about the exclusive party passes, that the numbers on them were 801 and 802. I had no idea. And then, you know, I'm still feeling okay, and I look, and I seriously see no fewer than 15 people around me in line, and they all have party passes.
Uh-oh.
Now we're starting to deflate.
The next one says, interview Rudy Giuliani and the Cazzes. This where they're
this
actually
is just being introduced inside Radio City Music Hall. We were like maybe 15 rows back off to the right, and in the middle of the good seats, the entire cast was there.
Oh, wow.
Sort of cool. So they're introduced. Tim Van Patten is introduced.
Right.
You don't have to listen to all of it, but this is what it sounds like.
And the director of the season's second episode, which you'll also see tonight, Tim Van Patten.
Yeah. Now, why do you like him so much?
Because he's Dick's brother.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry,
the
Van Patten. Sorry.
This is number one Sopranos fan. It's Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
I don't want to hear this. Is boring.
There was one funny thing. He went through everybody, and then he said, now, who am I leaving out? Right before he got to Jim Gandolfini, and of course, every mook in the world goes, Tony Soprano, duh!
David Chase, he's the dude who invented the Sopranos.
Yeah, and you know, he also produced Rockford Files.
All right, here he is. Let's hear what he has to say.
Now, I'd like to bring to the stage the real leader of the Soprano family, the man who deserves most of the credit for making this show the extraordinary achievement that it is, ladies and gentlemen, the creator of the Sopranos. He even wrote the episodes you're going to see tonight.
I cannot even tolerate listening. I can't imagine sitting in the audience for this crap.
Who was the guy that was on mic? Who was the guy
David Gray from Brillstein Gray, I think, said who it was. The only thing you really need to know about the guy, David Chase, is he looks like Steve Johnson.
Handsome.
Yeah,
I love
beautiful
just
man.
Handsome. Okay, here we go.
I should have set this up.
What is this?
This is off. This is like the side door after the screening, and you have to listen sort of carefully. But it's Tony Soprano asking AJ where his coat is, and AJ says, "It's in the car, and I don't have it." And you have to listen because you hear a little bit of a real like father son thing going on. You do hear his voice. It's
funny. All right. Okay. All right.
You didn't leave it in the car.
No, why?
All right. You got it.
Tony, sir.
I just want to say we are desperate. We are really desperate to be listening to this just for a clip. James Gandolfini.
We do have better Gandolfini later, just a little bit, but it does get better. But I just thought that was funny because it was really like you
were in the car.
Where's your coat?
And he's, you can tell there's not. He doesn't have the Tony accent.
Right, right.
All right, now next where it says Bucco. Who is this?
Oh, Charmaine Bucco, Mrs. Bucco.
Now, is this an actual interview?
Yeah, we have a brief moment.
Okay, here we go. The lady who plays the restaurateur's wife.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's the show I work for.
What is this?
It's a radio.
It's
a radio. That's a microphone. You're talking to that.
What do you want me to say?
Just read it. Hi, this is your name, and I play Mrs.
Bucco. Oh, hi, this is Catherine Narducci, and I play Charmaine Bucco on The Sopranos. And I never listened to who?
Don Geronimo.
Don Geronimo.
And Mike O'Mara.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You don't listen to them, do you?
No.
You see, but you should. They're on evenings on WNEW because it's the greatest radio show there is.
Yeah. Really? Why is that?
It's a good show. Oh, give it a try.
It's not the greatest one because I'm not on it.
But you are now. You are now.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's
this is
okay.
About very soon after this, I abandoned the idea of the card because it was over too many of their heads.
Okay.
It said simply, hi, this is your name.
Right.
And I play blank on The Sopranos, and I never listened to Donna. And they all thought I was, like, trying to sell him something.
Oh, okay.
I eventually had to
give
up.
That's too bad.
Them.
I like the card.
Right. Who is Adriana?
Oh, Christopher's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My dad was drooling over her, and she...
Hot little hoe she
not
is.
Have to act, because the moment the show was out, she had a cigarette in her mouth. It was like, hi, hi. All right, very, very pretty.
Christopher's girlfriend. She's a POA.
Oh, absolutely. For the Don and Mike radio show. We're on evenings on WNEW.
Mike,
yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, this is Don and Mike, and I play Adriana on The Sopranos, and I never listened to Don Geronimo.
Hold on, I gotta
start that again.
I mean, it couldn't be much simpler.
Right.
The whole idea of the card.
Right. Hi, this is Donna Mike. And then, of course, you've got to correct the accent.
Yeah, and that's not too awkward.
Oh, God.
For the Don and Mike radio show, we're on evenings on WNEW. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, this is Donna Mike, and I play Adriana on The Sopranos, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara at all.
Hi, this is Don and Mike.
Wow.
And I play Adriana on The Sopranos.
Yes, yes.
He thought that's what I wanted. And
she
I think
did not get it.
She's very nice.
Do you correct her?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
we get it right.
All the way through this time. Here we go.
For the Don and Mike radio show. We're on evenings on WNEW.
Don and Mike, is that
yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, this is Don and Mike, and I play Adriana on The Sopranos, and I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara at all.
I was hoping you would say your own name there.
Oh, I thought I asked you.
No, that's my fault.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dre DiMatteo, and I play Adriana on The Sopranos, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, ever, at all.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Wow.
That's okay. I wish you had the card.
I like the card.
The card was very hard to deal with.
I want to hear one more before the break. This is Rob's first encounter, the first of two, with Uncle June,
who was fantastic.
Awesome.
Now, I was looking forward to I mean, this to me is the best guy you could have got.
He's awesome, and I've got a funny story about him in a little bit.
Junior Soprano.
Oh, no.
Will you? I can't, sorry.
Uncle June, could you say hi to Don and Mike?
Don and Mike, yeah. Where are they?
They're not here, they're at home.
Oh,
they couldn't make it today.
They're related to you?
They're my bosses.
Oh, okay. Don and Mike, we miss you guys. I wish you were here so you can pay this guy his salary.
Are you going to listen to him from now on WNEW?
I'd love to. Oh, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. I love those guys. We had a great time. We talked. Hey, Uncle June. Yeah, hey, how are you?
Hey, you got a real deal here with Uncle June. You know, that one we might actually be able to splice down to something that sounds like the dude actually knows us,
right?
Well, I think it sounds like he knows you.
Yeah?
I think
he's just doing his party thing here.
But it sounds like it.
Let me hear it again.
Who is that?
From Oxygen.
Okay.
I can't. Sorry.
Uncle June, could you say hi to Don and Mike?
Hey, I love the fact you just call him Uncle June.
Uncle June.
You know what? And that goes through the whole night, and my father and I laughed about it later because we had like whole long conversations with like the guy who plays Artie Bucco, just kind of, Artie! And they're all good with it. They don't care. They call him by their character name.
Uncle June.
Oh, no.
Would you?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Very much.
Uncle Jim, could you say hi to Don and Mike?
Don and Mike, yeah. Where are they?
They're not here. They're at home.
Whatever.
They couldn't make it today.
They're related to you?
They're my bosses.
Oh, okay. Don and Mike, we miss you guys. I wish you were here so you can pay this guy his salary.
Are you going to listen to him from now on WNEW?
I'd love to. Oh, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. I love those guys. We had a great time. We talked.
Now, who is the woman pushing you aside here?
Two film crews, and you'll hear some more of them encountering.
You can hear that voice. You could probably hear that voice in Queens
from the Oxygen Channel.
There was an Oxygen C and a Court TV C. And there's one point with the Lorraine Bracco interview where one of them says, "Would you mind if we did our part first?" And Bracco says, "I'm here. There's no need to fight." I mean, there was like some locking of horns.
All right, when we come back,
this is good, Rob.
Rob with Carm Soprano.
Oh, excellent. You know, he's already established a relationship with
Edie Falco. Who is this Turturro? Is this John Turturro's?
Oh, that's
sister?
Janice, right?
That's the fat one. Oh, Janice
is the Turturro.
Oh,
She's the Turturro's sister.
And then Lorraine Bracco, then Furio. Then AJ, then some James Gandolfini,
hey.
Stevie Van Zandt, all this. Rob continues his day with Sopranos. We come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
I miss you. Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
Tastier than a bowl of scab. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, listen, we've not even really hit our Fat Tuesday contest today. We've had a couple of guys come down who each weigh over 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Starvin Marvin is your leader at 580. What was it?
585.
585 pounds is how much the guy weighs. If there's a fatter guy out there on this Fat Tuesday,
and we're still waiting for our fattest woman.
Yeah, come down to the Don Mike World Broadcast headquarters. We'll put you on our scales. We'll weigh you for Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And at this point, I mean, Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson could show up and get weighed and be the fattest woman.
True. Technically, you're absolutely correct.
So we've had no fat chicks show up yet today.
No, and two guys, but I'll tell you, they were heavyweights. And I was just talking to David, our first contestant out in the lobby, and he's headed home because we will be announcing the winners at the end of the show.
Right. I mean, if we get really desperate for female contestants, maybe we'll allow employees to enter.
Watch it.
As of this moment, it still is just for people not employed by CBS.
Yeah, we don't want to cheat.
No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We might have a winner.
Oh, easily.
I mean, we don't have any women here who weigh over 580 pounds.
Oh, heavens, no, we don't. Of course not.
We would definitely have a female winner, I would think, don't you think?
Well, I mean, if no one participated, you could have a female winner that weighed 110 pounds.
We could easily get a 200 pounder though in this building, and I'm talking.
You are trouble.
I am
just trying to diffuse it, and you are trouble.
Listen, not only the people who work here, but the
right.
people who work in the other offices.
Sure.
Let me fix it by saying that.
Thank you for fixing it.
No.
Much better. We get a 200 pounder. We get a Whopper.
We sure could. I think we could get a 250. I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
A 250.
Right.
Yeah, because I am totally missing who you're.
I don't know.
Let me just say that. Have you ever seen her?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
write the name down now. Walking down the hall in a pair of slacks.
All right. Okay. You were thinking of, yeah. Yeah, but I don't think so. No
you
way.
You don't think she weighs 250?
No, not even remotely close.
Think she's over 200?
I'll write down what I.
What are you going to write down?
You write it down.
What are you writing? Who do you think would be the winner?
No, that last person.
I think she weighs 170?
Yeah. Yeah, or maybe even less.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you gotta, women are light.
Yeah. Have you ever seen her booty, though?
Yes.
I mean, that's
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here.
I know I am. Okay, all right. Well, contest is still open.
Absolutely. To non-employees.
Yes, right. Guys, you've got to top 585 pounds. Girls, we're wide open.
Anything.
Wide open.
You. I love it.
Okay, let's get back to the Sopranos tapes.
All right.
You know, maybe we should just open it to women who work here.
Now, stop. Stop it, you.
Why, it would be a nice...
Well, they'd be just like women in the audience. They'd have to participate. There could
That's
be
what
no,
I mean.
There could be no cajoling.
No, right, yeah.
Right. And a lot of the women have left for the day. The building is rapidly emptying. It is, of course, 5:30 Eastern time.
I think some of the main contestants are still here, though.
But all the early bird specials on the buffet stop at 6.
Both of you. And you? Johnny Enablerari?
Oh, God.
Behave, boys.
All right, we are.
We work here.
I know we do. Mike, I'm talking about people who work somewhere else. Listen. There are two other separate offices in the same building.
Right.
With
right.
us.
Of course there are.
There are.
We don't even know the names of them.
There's the people in the suite 158 next door.
Yeah. Do you know anybody over there?
I've seen the women there.
Yeah. I don't know any of them.
And then there's the women upstairs.
Yeah.
I've seen the women upstairs.
Sure. Well, they wouldn't count. You see, it wouldn't be employees or ineligible.
Yeah,
you'd have those people who are not employees.
They could enter the contest. That's who I was talking about.
Right.
Of course. That's who I was talking about.
Of course. I knew that. I knew that all along.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Here we go. Back to Sopranos tape now. This is Robbie Spiewak talking to Edie Falco, Carm Soprano. You remember last year...
So far, so great, Rob. I love
this thing. Thank you, Mike. Last year, Rob had a real drunken encounter with her when he said, so pretty, so put upon.
Yeah. It sounds to me like you're really doing battle to get to these people, and I appreciate that.
There were no fewer than 10 Falcos to be herded up, and she was surrounded by two HBO muckety mugs.
Right.
And all these women that all look like Carm Soprano are just sort of prowling around. I really only get her for like a few seconds, and... This is an honest-to-God true story. The lady at HBO went up to get her, and she was on a payphone in the hotel. And she said, no, it's okay. I'm just pretending to be on the phone so people won't bother me. So that's what Edie Falco was doing to avoid the press.
Now, who's Rob Lamer with Carm Soprano?
We are joined again this year. We talked to her last year at this same time by the very beautiful Emmy Award-winning Edie Falco. So beautiful, so put upon. Will you please say hi to Don and Mike?
Hello, Don and Mike.
What do we have to look forward to in The Sopranos this season?
So many things. I can't answer.
Thank you.
You answered the same dumb question you asked her last year.
Trying to give her a leading question just so she'd open up. And then she was.
She doesn't open
away.
Up. She doesn't open up
anyway.
She's
a tight-lipped one.
I think it was a mistake to go away from the card.
Well,
I like
the card got something going because the card they're looking at and they'll talk to you about the card.
Right, talk it down is one of my few mistakes.
All right, let's hear Fat Janice now. Tony's sister.
Okay.
I think you like what I say to her.
Hi, it's Tara, lovely and large.
I like it. Hi, how are you? Where are they? No, I'm kidding. I just want to send you guys a big sexy kiss. Bye. All right, so where are we going?
Thank you very much. What do we have to look forward to with your character this year? Is she going to be really nice like usual?
I think she's a very nice, good-hearted person. That's my idea.
I'll see you in there by the food table.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, a fat joke with her.
Yeah.
I mean, how'd she take that?
Right at the very beginning, you said lovely and large.
No, I won't cheat. I had to put that. That's a tacked-on intro because I had to get to her so fast I couldn't say who she was at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. No.
You're giving us the impression that you walked right up to her and said, so lovely and large.
But the thing about the food table, I did say right to her.
Okay, let me hear this again. You sly, you radio editor.
There you go.
Listen to this. Hi, Edith Turturro, lovely and large.
I like it. Hi, how are you? Where are they? No, I'm kidding. I just want to send you guys a big sexy kiss. Bye. All right, so where are we going?
Thank you very much.
You.
Your character.
You.
Be really nice like usual?
Yeah, I think she's a very nice, good-hearted person. That's my idea of
I'll see you in there by the food table.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, get credit for that. Get credit for the second one, but you're a little sneaky with that.
No,
you did that just with the tape recorder.
I wasn't trying to be sneaky or anything. I told you what I did, but I needed
you
to set up who she was.
You can knock your tapes.
Here is Rob with... Dr. Melfi, Lorraine Bracco. This is when she's being fought over by the Oxygen Channel,
yes,
and by Court TV.
Were you with Oxygen and Court TV all evening?
I eventually got away from them. I don't think they had access to the party. This is sort of like the press area, okay, that I was sort of milling around in.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me, how was the first episode? First episode's good. The whole season's good. I think this season is better than the second. Maybe not as good as the first.
And you got good reaction tonight?
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's what they want to hear.
Right.
This season's good. Better than the second. Not as good as the first.
I think that perhaps Dr. Melfi might have hit a tavern before,
yeah,
the
I was
three.
Just oh, really?
Yeah, that was the impression we got.
Got a little loopy.
You know, really, if you're on that show and you know you're going to this thing,
oh my
who
God,
wouldn't want to hit a tavern?
Oh, yeah. I felt so sorry for them.
Honest
really
to God.
Did.
I mean, really, you got 2,000 people there. They all want a piece of you.
You
got to
be drunk.
I mean, how was the first episode?
Such a CF.
And you know, these
two women.
You're going to be doing, you're almost done with the 13th episode right now.
No, I'm not done yet. I still have.
You know, it's like watching that TV show, The Mommies.
It's really like, seriously, the cat sound effects when you play them right,
yeah,
now. You've got Lorraine Bracco, who, if anybody ever saw that movie with Sean Connery, where she's in the jungle and they're looking for a cure for cancer.
Right.
And you heard her voice there. Lorraine Bracco, when she's yelling,
yeah,
not pleasant to listen to.
No.
Then you get the two reporters who are fighting over her.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
at one point, I thought, guy, I wish Don and Mike really could be here because they'd love this. This is so cool. And this is about the time that they wouldn't even be here right now. You'd be gone to a bar.
Right. Out of the room. Okay, hold on. Joining us now is one of the girls who we gave a trip to New York to last week.
Oh, good.
Very good. Deirdre. I don't remember if... Deirdre?
Yes.
Are you the girl who was drinking Jack Daniels?
No, that would be Angela.
Angela, that's Angela. Right. Okay. So you have a good time up there?
I had an absolute blast.
Beautiful. The guy who we hooked you up with, because that was a Highway Love Connection
right
thing.
Yes, Chris.
Was there any love on your date?
There was a definite attraction, but it didn't get much more physical than that because I have to say this, I had the period from hell.
Oh, very bad. Inconvenient.
Well, that doesn't mean you couldn't have taken care of his
needs. Now, see, I can't be doing that. I don't come with my own lubricant.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Wow. So you think you're going to date him again?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to see him tomorrow night.
Excellent. Wow. Fantastic.
Good.
Really? Real love connection.
Really? So,
possibly.
When you went up there, did you stay in the same room with him or did you stay in separate rooms?
No, we stayed in the same room.
You did?
The perfect gentleman.
Wow. Oh, he was?
Yeah.
And did you do anything like the morning after?
Not for radio, we didn't.
Oh, that's
nice.
Hey.
Right, maybe she did take care of his needs.
Come on, what'd you do? A little Monica Lewinsky action?
No, in all seriousness, we didn't actually get to do anything but sightsee.
Oh,
and I mean,
really?
Well, the sights of the city.
All right. You mean you didn't see his Empire State Building?
Nope.
You didn't
not
see your Lincoln.
Around.
You didn't see your Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah. The tour.
Yeah, unfortunately, the tunnel gate was closed.
The tour didn't start at his belt buckle.
Nah.
No, it didn't. So you were actually in the room with the guy. Was there one bed or two beds?
There were two beds.
Oh, two beds. What did you wear to bed?
I have a satin pajamas that I love to wear.
Really? So just the satin pajamas with nothing on underneath?
Oh, absolutely not.
Except a tampon.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
The
floodgates must close.
And what did he wear to bed?
I actually let him go to bed first because it was my understanding that he was wearing nothing.
Did he say that he was going to sleep naked?
He said that he always did sleep.
Guys are so horny.
There's a guy who wants to get laid so bad. Hey, listen, I sleep in the nude, man.
Right. You know, you wouldn't modify that a little bit.
No.
Yeah, when you're with somebody.
You couldn't put on underpants and a t-shirt.
Right.
No, yeah. Hey, listen, Deirdre, I sleep in the nude.
You go out there, you know, you out there in the middle of the bed, looks like, you know, looks like a teepee.
You're going to have to forgive me if my robe falls open.
So you did have a good time, though.
We had a blast. I do want to say this for Angela in case she doesn't get a chance to call in, though.
Oh, no, she's on the other line right now.
Oh, she is? Oh, that's great. Well, then I'll let her tell the tale.
Tell the tale about what?
About James.
Oh.
Hold on, let me put you on hold for a second. Hold on a second. Angela?
Yeah, hey guys.
You remember, Angela's another one of our winners for the Soprano Party, and she's the Jack Daniels girl.
Right.
Called us the afternoon of the show.
Yeah, if anybody had the potential to have a really good time, I think it was Angela.
Angela?
Yeah, there was potential. Unfortunately, it wasn't realized.
Why is that?
Well, see, Deirdre, I have to say hi to Deirdre.
Hold on.
She's a doll. I love her.
Let me just put you on line with her, except I'm afraid it'll sound so much like that Oxygen Court TV thing.
Say hi to Deirdre, Angela.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you doing?
Angela, how are you?
Well, guys, Deirdre and I actually, we went to the Statue of Liberty and we picked up some souvenirs for you.
Oh, really?
That's very nice. Thank you.
And I was wondering if I could come down tomorrow and bring them by.
We'd love to see what you look like. Sure.
Now,
can I tell you about the James story on the air tomorrow, then, when I get there?
We'd love to hear it right now. We hate to wait.
Tell us now.
All right, James. Well, it became apparent pretty early on that he was just an arrogant ass. And, you know, this was after the Jack Daniels.
All right, now, this was the guy that you were with, Angela?
Yes.
Okay, James.
Now, Angela, you're doing the talking now, so when we talked to you, you were having a little Jack Daniels, and it kind of sounded like you and James were getting along okay, but things did not obviously continue
that way. At that point, we were getting along really nicely, and we had a little bit of smooching, but no more than that.
Right.
And then after the show, the four of us went out. We got some Chinese food. We went back to Deirdre and Chris's room.
Wow.
We played some cards, drank a little more.
Wow, that's
having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But James was just kind of detached and uninterested. And as cute as he was, I mean, it was nice to have arm candy. But that's about it.
And we got the feeling that you might have done something with him if things had worked out.
Yeah, if he hadn't been such a dick.
So he really wasn't interested in you, Angela?
Well, he was, and I found that out after we left Deirdre and Chris's. We went back to our room, and he would not stop getting on top of me, and I kept telling him to leave me the hell alone.
Oh, no.
So I would like to say to everyone out there, James Strasser is a giant a-hole.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
All right, honey. Well, yeah, you know what? You better come down here tomorrow and tell us the whole story.
Yeah.
I would love to.
All right. And what about you, Deirdre? Can you come down tomorrow?
I can, but not until after 5.
And, of course, the invitation is open to James to come down.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
James, tell your side of the story.
Yeah,
Go ahead, honey. Yes, James, I would love to pay you back.
We should get these two girls down here together.
James did something, obviously, have both these women hate him.
Well, he jumped on top of Angela,
right?
He
jumped on top of Angela. She's got to read. And Deirdre, what? Well, you didn't like him either?
Well, let's just say that the story from him became a lot different when he realized, because Angela needed to go back up to the room to get her room key. And when I showed up, he started sounding like a completely different guy.
Really? How so? Was he... What was the difference when you were alone with him as opposed to when he was with Angela?
Oh, I wasn't alone with him. I accompanied Angela. But when he was talking to just Angela, he sounded one way. And then all of a sudden, when he saw me, he started acting like he was all innocent and that all of a sudden he didn't understand what was going on. Yeah, he said to me, he's like, Angela, what happened last night? I totally blacked out. I was so drunk. Yeah, but he didn't say that till he saw me there. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have to get these girls down to figure out what the hell they're talking about.
I'm a little confused, and I wouldn't mind hearing from everybody.
All right, listen, both girls, hold on. We'll get you both down here tomorrow at the same time.
Hold on.
Thank you, okay. Angela. Thank you, Deirdre. We'll see you girls tomorrow, okay?
All right. Hold on.
Wow. Couple of hotties we sent up to New York City.
Yeah, and they had a little trouble with James.
It's a lot of fun in the city.
Hey, James. Hey, James, you better call us, you rat. What are you doing jumping on top of that girl?
Come on now, James.
That's James. Right. Why couldn't you have been like the other guy? I sleep in the nude.
Yeah, right. And then he's a perfect gentleman.
Yeah, right.
You know, absolutely. I sleep in the nude. If you'd like to come over.
And you know that's the play.
Right.
Sure.
It's unspoken, but it's...
It's the guy thinking that by saying that...
I'm naked.
Throw the woman into a frenzy of erotic desire.
She's going to lay over there. She's going to look at me and wonder what might be under the sheets.
Absolutely. And then he probably was awake all night long, just sitting there going,
touch me, please. Touch me, God.
Giving your subliminal messages.
Please. F me. F me now.
Are you comfortable on your side of the bed? Touch me.
You're lonesome tonight.
I'm just over here. It's 4 a.m.
I'm awake. I'm naked.
God, please come over here.
No. I sleep at nude.
I'll be over here. Nude.
Meanwhile, the other guy goes back to the room, like, jumps on top of her.
I love you, 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 I love you. I love you. Kiss.
Time out. Okay, well, we come back. We'll actually hear Rob interview Dr. Melfi from The Sopranos.
Very good.
And we'll finish up with this with Furio. Now, is that the Italian guy from...
The guy you wanted. It's that guy that came from Sicily.
The guy with the ponytail, the real muscle guy.
The tough guy, the enforcer.
I like him. And AJ and lots more coming right up.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show. It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Miss Bobby to tell you more.
Okay, this Tuesday, the Don and Mike family packs their bags and heads to Frederick, Maryland. Experience the magic of Exhale Nightclub, 244 South Jefferson Street. Doors open at 6. The show starts at 9. There's no cover. You've got to be 21 to get in. Call 301-698-9226 for more information.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
See you in the club.
Don't miss it.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
They're off the hook. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, everybody in the D.C. area should know that none of the crap that happened at Harrah's in Lake Tahoe is going to happen at this club Exhale in Frederick, Maryland next Tuesday night, 1 week from tonight.
Good. We are looking forward to taking the chopper after the show up to Frederick and doing a great show.
It's going to be a good one.
Hey.
We got all the stuff from last week's show.
Yeah, we got all that pent-up energy.
Yeah. And if you're listening to us in Reno, we are very close to coming to a solution.
Good.
To make it up to everybody that came out to that show.
Fantastic.
We are within a nun's pubic hair of making that announcement.
That's extremely close.
It sure is. A nunny's gunny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Fat Tuesday. We got a girl here.
All right.
Now, apparently we had quite a few girls out in the lobby. Once we announced that there were no women in the contest for Fat Tuesday. And,
right.
All the women left when this woman walked in. Not that this woman is a 500-pounder,
but she happens to be with child, which is perfectly acceptable.
She's carrying one in her arms, and she's got another one in her belly.
Wow. Very good. That's the way to play it, I think.
Now, hi, what is your name?
Angela.
Hi, Angela. Where are you from?
Fairfax.
All right, Angela. How far along are you?
I'm due in May, so I'm 6 months.
Oh, 6 months pregnant.
6 months. And when you are not with child, normally, what do you weigh in at?
160, 165.
Really? Okay. I would have thought lighter than that. You look lighter than that.
All right, let's...
Well, since I just had him...
Right? Okay.
I hadn't really gone back to my... I used to be about 150.
Oh, look. And what's his name?
Clay.
And how old is Clay?
He's one. His birthday is Friday.
He's one. Hello. So, wow, like as soon as he popped out, you got working on the next one.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't waste any time, wow. Did you?
All right, well, let's have you step on the scales now. And this will be the standard bearer for any women.
I don't think we have to use two scales.
We need to weigh everyone the same way.
Oh, we do?
Okay. The Fat Tuesday show.
All right. Okay, she's stepping up on the scales now.
3, 2, now.
Okay, what do you got there? Rob, your number is?
91. 187.
Congratulations.
Yay. And here's the ball for Clay.
Hi, Clay. You want a ball?
There you go. Very nice.
Hi, Clay is fascinated with me. Hi, Clay. You win the staring contest, Clay.
Be afeared of all disc jockeys. That's the
right
policy.
All right, thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
187, that is the weight for women to beat. If you're listening to us right now, you're a gal, and you weigh over 187 pounds.
Right.
come down because we're paying $1 per pound.
Did I just see another guy coming down the hallway?
I don't see how they're going to beat
the 285.
The 585 pound man.
I think he's
going to
try, though. Is there a big man coming?
We got another guy.
Very
we got
good.
Another guy.
All right, put the board down.
Well,
you know something? There might be a chance here.
All right, Fat Guy Tuesday continues high. What's your name?
Andy.
Andy, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Now, Andy, you must have, did you hear the Marvin guy that weighed in at 585?
Yeah, but I was doing that fun commute down on 495. I figured, why turn around?
Right. So you don't think you have a chance?
I don't know. Last time I did it was about 2 years ago. It was about 525. Then.
Okay, all right.
Well, you know, maybe if he's applied himself the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't think so. But there is a chance.
Or the shot. Why turn around?
You never know. All right, let's put him on the scale. Oh, for our Fat Tuesday.
All righty.
You got it reset there, Robbie?
Hop up.
All right, hop up.
No hopping.
Give it your best. And stand very still. We'll get a number from Rob on the left scale, number from Charlie on the right scale.
Now.
Charlie, what's your number?
230.
Robbie, what's your number?
298. 528.
Oh, hey, you haven't gained any weight.
Yeah,
sorry.
I thought. That's
sorry about that,
Glenn. Better today.
Who would have thought that we'd have three guys showing up who each weigh over 500 pounds?
That's incredible. We're delighted, but we don't, you know, the ladies, my God, it's 187.
Yeah, that's easy to beat.
Well, so at least you gave it a valiant try, but you're losing weight. Congratulations.
Thank you for coming down.
I appreciate it.
All right,
very nice
meeting you. I was going to ask him all the questions we asked the other guys, but I think they're all going to give us the same answers, that they all drive Buicks and that they all do fine wiping themselves.
Sure. Wiping is always a question.
Right. Why, Rob, would you scream?
Sort of these. Rated PG.
Yeah. We got three guys today who could have been in the Fat Boys.
Absolutely.
Right now, Starvin' Marvin is leading the guys.
That's right.
That's 585 pounds on Fat Tuesday.
That's going to be tough to beat Starvin' Marvin. Now, I don't think we're going to get another guy to beat him.
And the pregnant girl who was just here.
Right.
Now, she was
187. She can easily be toppled.
Yeah. Right.
You know, all we have to do. I mean, we've got women that walk by here every day. Outside. Not in the building.
Now, you.
Not in the building.
You are saying it now.
No, I said walk by the window. No.
Yeah, walk by the window on their way in the door.
I didn't say that either.
You did. On their way down to the sales office.
No.
Oh,
On their way up to the third floor.
Oh my God. Oh my.
Okay.
All right.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, was that Karaoke Andy that was just on air on the way in?
Karaoke Andy? I don't know who Karaoke Andy is, sir.
Hey, he's already
left the building, sir, so we don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
No, right. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Willamobile at the real Mardi Gras, real Fat Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, you know, every year the people from our Mobile radio station, WABB, keep inviting us down.
They say it's the real Mardi Gras down in Mobile, Alabama.
They say that their Mardi Gras is better than the Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
That's right. You having a good time down there?
You bet it. Lake Titicaca is blowing up out here.
Lake Titicaca?
Yeah.
Lake Titicaca.
Yeah, everybody's having a good fight. A lot of flashing?
You name it, boys. I'll send you a tape of it.
Here at Lake Titicaca.
I didn't want to say the T-word for you guys.
You know, as much as I enjoy nudity and flashing, to me, those mooks that take the video cameras,
right?
You know, that's ruined the whole thing. Remember we were down, where were we, in Ybor City, where they all were sitting there, and they would gather around, and it wasn't all about, you know, when it was just flashing, I think it was less, you had less packs of guys, like, zeroing in with cameras.
I like when guys would just walk around a sign that said, show us your tees.
Mm-hmm. Now it's this big, you know, they're getting ready to market a videotape, and, you know, a lot of guys are pros that are doing this down there, and just trying to jam in there and get their video
on the internet.
I don't like that.
Yeah. So you were.
I'm just going to get it so I can have some J.O. material, so I quit looking at the same magazine.
If you're hard up for that, that's okay.
So you mean you really are so desperate that you're going to take videotapes of girls flashing themselves so that you can later pleasure yourself to that tape?
Why not?
Every guy's got to have his.
That's a horny guy.
Every guy's got his nut.
All right.
Hey, you got to have it.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, brothers. Y'all take care.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, they got a big-ass Mardi Gras down in Mobile, Alabama.
They do indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to enter someone in the contest.
For Fat Tuesday?
Well, they got to be down here.
Oh, well, we'll just call Rob. You know her phone number. Her name's Frida.
Oh, stop it, you. Get out of here, you douchebag.
I'm just kidding, guys. Happy Fat Tuesday to you.
Yeah, I'm kidding, too. F you. Hello, Don and Mike Shaw.
Hey, paisanos.
If anything, my wife's getting too skinny. Okay. I mean, I was yelling at her the other day, saying, you're too skinny.
She looked really good the last time I saw her.
See her naked. She's too skinny.
Really, going too far the other way.
Yeah, I think, she looks good right now because the last couple of weeks, she's backed off this anorexic thing and she started eating a little more.
Mm-hmm. Too skinny.
But a couple of weeks ago, she just looked too skinny.
What the hell must that be like, somebody to tell you that?
Hello.
Hi, paisans.
I'll never hear it. I don't think I'll ever hear it either. I mean, I think I could lose all the weight. I'm about 25 to 28 pounds away from my goal weight right now. I don't think I'll ever hear that even when I get to the alleged goal weight. Rob, you've lost 70 pounds. Do you think you'd ever hear the word too skinny?
No, I could, I could go under surgery and I'd still be fat.
You know what? I'm positive. I could catch AIDS. I'd still be fat.
Yeah. Too skinny.
Too skinny.
Too skinny. That's a funny concept.
Look at that big, fat, infected guy.
Hello.
Hey, it's Dugat.
Right.
Yes, you can call Tony Soprano. Jim Gandolfini, I know you have his phone number.
Oh, you know, that's right, we do. Remember that time we got his voicemail?
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Jim.
Yeah. Hey, do we still have that number? Hey, Rob, you got that in your big master book? You got Jim Gandolfini's phone number?
Sure you do.
Yeah. All right, anybody want to do a little wagering?
Yeah.
If he'll pick up?
I will wager that the number has been either changed or disconnected. Anybody want to bet on that? It was over a year ago, wasn't it?
I'll bet that it still is connected.
Okay, let's see what happens.
It'll
okay.
be connected.
I think it's still connected. He may even be there. I think they have now finally wrapped shooting on this season.
James Gandolfini.
Okay, let's see what happens right now. We'll see if he'll say hi to us if he's there.
It'll be just good getting his answering machine. Hi, it's Jim.
And then he ran away like it was really Tony Soprano.
Well, he's an intimidating man.
Right. And he knows people now.
Well, we got to get back to Rob's tape. Jesus Christ. Hold on.
What prize do I get if I'm right?
About a hearty handshake.
Yeah.
Cha.
As if. Whatever. Whatever. Well, it's ringing.
Ever.
Sounds like a real ring,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I might be wrong. Mm-hmm. Enough rings for
machine.
For a machine.
Hi, this is him.
Yeah! There it is! Yeah. See, we still got his number.
You guys are the winners.
We still got his number.
All right, there it is.
Cool. Hi, this is Jim.
Hi, this is Jim. Hey, leave a number.
Someday we'll have the balls to leave a message.
Absolutely. Yeah, but we somehow feel he really is a mafia guy.
Yeah, we're too scared to leave him a message.
Yeah.
Too scared. He's very scary.
Very.
All right, let's hear one more tape with Rob. I don't know what happened to this break.
Oh, was it supposed to be short?
Yeah, well, no, the ladies came in to get weighed, and then we took phone calls.
Big people came by.
Right, okay.
That's right.
Listen, let's hear Rob with Lorraine Bracco. Getting back to the Sopranos thing. Now, this is the actual interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
I won't keep you long. Okay. Could you just please say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara? They're my bosses. They're sorry they couldn't make it tonight.
So, Don and Michael, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you.
Oh, you can't call him Michael. He'd get very upset.
Why?
It's just the way he is. Well, you're the psychiatrist.
Call him Mikey?
Would you like to say hi to Don and Mikey?
Yeah, hey, Don and Mikey, how you doing?
Thank you, Elaine Bracco.
That's terrific, Rob. I enjoyed that.
That's a keeper.
Don and Mike.
A keeper.
You
wish my ladies drink.
All right, now Furio.
These are funny. All three of these are funny.
This is the dude. When Tony and the crew went to
Sicily.
To Italy last year.
They bring him back over.
And I like him.
You got the scary eyes. He's probably 6'5".
Is he really Italian?
He asked. You want me to do the endorsement before the tapes? Do you want me to do it in character? He sounds like you or me.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Yeah, but he did the endorsements in character. You'll like.
But he's excellent on the show because he's like Tony's number one killer.
And it's a tribute to what an actor he is because I really thought he might be genuinely Italian.
So we have three different cuts from this guy?
One is itself and one is an edit of the other. So you'll hear all three.
All right, here we go.
Hello, Don and Mike. Come stai? How are you? This is the Furio Giunta. Come stai?
All right, and let's go to
Giunta.
Hello, Don and Mike from WJFK. This is Furio Giunta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
And then one without JFK in it.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Giunta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
That's the key for goodbye.
That's good. I like that.
Now, who is Hesh?
Hesh is the old Jewish record executive guy that is
shut up. He doubles as Tony's psychiatrist.
Hold on, I'm missing one here. Peter Bogdanovich?
Yeah.
He plays Dr. Melfi's psychiatrist.
And he's also a great director.
Okay, all right.
Last Picture Show, right?
Right, exactly.
Here he is.
Peter Bogdanovich, one of the greatest directors of the last many years. I loved Last Picture Show. It's one of my favorites. Could you please say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
Hi, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. How are you?
And will you tell them that you never listen to their show?
I never listen to your show, except all the time.
But you can check them out on WNEW. It's, we're on at 7 o'clock at night right here in New York City.
I have heard the show.
You have?
Yeah, sure.
You love it?
Yeah.
A little homo Jonas.
We do it in black and white. I thought you'd appreciate
that's
that.
That's why I like it.
You got a little of the homo Joe disease.
I was nervous. I'm a big fan of his.
And you got another guy who's lying who says that he's just like when Uncle June said, oh, yeah, I know them.
But he laughed because I said we broadcast the show in black and white.
I'm all scungili.
All right, and then one more before the break here, and this is Hesh. This is the old record guy.
Right, he owns the record company that had the run-in with the rap star in season one.
Okay, here we go.
Here is a powerful record executive, Hesh, to say hi to Don and Mike.
Do you know who the character was named after?
I don't.
The Hesh character is supposedly a guy named Mel Levy, who was a big record man in the old days. Bluebird Records or something.
No kidding. Yeah. That's very cool. So if you would just say hi to Don and Mike and tell them that you never listen to their show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I would listen to you every night. Go on every night?
They're on every night, but you don't listen. But you will. We're on WNEW.
Are you really?
Yes, sir.
Well, then I will listen.
If we had a great producer like you, Mr. Hesh, then people would listen.
You got it. Did you enjoy the show?
It was fantastic. And just when I thought the first episode was great, second one was even better. Really fun.
Rob had his finger.
Nice ass kissing there, yeah, Rob.
He had his finger inside of
him. Yeah, you're giving him a prostate exam while you were doing that interview.
I had to interrupt him. He was eating chocolate-covered strawberries.
All right. When we come back, we will mercifully...
That wasn't chocolate.
...hear the end of this. Oh, and Rob has his reunion with A.J. Soprano.
All right.
Good. A little tiny bit of James Gandolfini. He was very tough to get to. Stevie Van Zandt, who I friggin' hate. We'll hear him anyway. Rob's surprise, and then Arthur Bucco and Christopher
Imperioli. It makes me laugh that you hate Stephen Van Zandt on that show. I don't like, he's my least favorite too, but it's just somehow comical.
I hate him. I like Christopher better than I like him.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you'll hear the rest of Rob with surprise. We come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
I am. I just would like to say that I think it's unfair that the pregnant woman should be allowed to enter the contest at all, because she's two people. And my girlfriend sat in the car and got real scared, and she would have been great. She could have used the money.
Well, she should have come in. Listen, if there are Siamese conjoined twins, we would let them play and count them as one person.
Sure. Well, what if I told you that she has a little person on her butt?
A little person in her butt?
No. No, but really, this woman, you know, she's two people. I mean, were you going to weigh her son?
Well, you know what? We at the time that she participated, she just came down here, and because she has a little person in her tummy, that person is still part of her, and so that's okay.
And honey, there are other women who are here right now to compete.
And I hear other women that are going to probably blow her out of the water.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
Hi there. You guys are great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I listen every night when I come home from work.
Thank you.
And I love the thing about James Gandolfini. I love him. I think he is so cool.
Yes, well, you'll hear Rob have a 5-second conversation, 6-second conversation with James Gandolfini before the show is over today.
Hey, Rob,
well, that's awesome, because I'll sit in my driveway even if you're not finished.
Yeah, yeah. does any of that conversation involve James Gandolfini saying thank you?
I believe it does.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right, hey, thank you for the call, honey.
Hey, thanks a lot. You guys are great. I listen to you every day, and I love you guys.
We love you long time. Thank you.
You might say you're welcome.
Why don't you get the girls in here, Robbie?
Okie doke.
We got more girls for Fat Tuesday.
Excellent.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I said that too, bud.
Yeah. Hello.
Funny how that happened.
Hello, yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what happened in Greenville?
What happened in Greenville?
Yes.
What do you mean, what happened in Greenville? That's old news.
Where you been?
There was a body.
I can't hear you guys, so I don't know.
There was a body. Why, don't you read the newspapers?
There was a body? No, I didn't, man.
Yeah, there was a body and a shooting.
Okay, listen, Ed, this, I'll tell you, and this is no BS, I swear to God, we will be back in Greenville on March 4th.
Hell no, I agree.
And not necessarily our first choice, incidentally.
Okay.
But we are kind of, you know, as I mentioned, goodbye. We're kind of being blackballed out of,
right,
a 7-group station that's owned by a guy who hates us.
So what you're saying is there's an underperforming station that perhaps is going to have a windfall?
There sure is.
Fantastic.
A station on the bad side of the dial.
Oh, well, you know, hey, we're going to be on there, and I know the people of Greenville will appreciate the fact that we're going to be on.
And that was the bottom line. We thought, you know, there are 7 FM stations in Greenville that are all owned by the same company.
Right.
They're never going to hire us, so we had to take the deal from the A back to Greenville.
So tell all your friends.
Yeah. I think they might have signed the contract today. Hello, honey. What's your name?
Valerie.
Valerie, happy Fat Tuesday.
Happy Fat Tuesday.
Now, you heard our other contestant?
Yeah.
And you thought you could knock her off?
She's 187, right?
Right.
185.
Right.
185.
Was it 85 or 7?
That was.
Okay, 187. All right, hop on our scale here, Valerie.
Good luck. All right, Rob's got to set the scale, a little digital thing here.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, you're hopping on there.
The fattest guy to come down. We're paying $1 a pound for the fattest person. Fattest guy was 585 pounds.
Right.
Lisa, now.
What's the number there, Lisa?
109.8. Well, 109.
109 and 103 makes it a nice 212.
212. Way to go, Valerie.
We have a new leader.
Congratulations, Valerie.
For that last girl that called, you are not pregnant, are you, Valerie?
Now, you're just big boned, right?
It's muscle, yeah.
It's muscle.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
All right, thank you. Get out of here, Valerie.
Very pretty.
Yeah. Bye-bye. And I think we got a second girl coming in now.
Good.
We got 4 more?
3 more.
3 more
three
coming
more
in.
Girls. They're coming off. They're coming out of the walls now.
Come on in.
Here comes a tall woman.
It's another woman with a baby.
A tall, tall drink of water.
Now, she doesn't have the baby in her belly. So you've just recently had the little one?
Yeah, she's 2 months old.
Ah, beautiful. Hi, what's your name?
Lisa.
And Lisa, where are you from?
Irva.
What's your baby's name?
Neva.
And how tall are you, Lisa?
I'm 6 feet.
6 feet?
6 feet.
Wow. Okay, yes, a tall drink of water.
All right, Zena,
Beautiful baby, too. Absolutely beautiful baby.
Hop on our scale. Rob's going to reset it. And Buzz, the new mark to beat is
212 for the ladies, right. 585 for the men.
All right, if she beats 212.
Right, you can balance yourself on me.
All right, jump on.
Ready, Lisa?
Yep.
Now.
All right, what do you got, guys?
100.
Ooh, 209.
Oh.
209 pounds.
209. Sorry about that, Lisa.
So close.
Sorry.
You tried, though. You made the effort.
Sorry about that.
Thanks for coming down.
Hey, but it's not a bad contest to lose, huh?
That's right.
Have a good day.
Let's welcome our next female fat contestant, Fat Tuesday contestant.
All I see is someone's head out there, and we got a winner. We got a slam dunk. Well, maybe not.
No.
All right, here she comes.
I know, I think.
Yeah, you see the woman I'm talking about?
No, I'm talking about this woman.
Okay, well, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
All right, hi. Honey, hi, what's your name?
Ellen.
Ellen, where are you from?
Annandale.
Very nice to meet you.
Ellen, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is that paint on your shirt or is that some sort of food residue?
Paint,
okay. You're a painter?
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, just checking.
All right, we're going to put you on the scale. The weight to beat is 212. 212.
Are you a painter like house painter or an artist painter? You're a house painter, okay? Very good.
All right. There. Jump on the scale.
Okay, Ellen is going to hop on the scale.
Oh, no. Don't physically jump on it. That was
right. Here she comes.
Not something to be taken literally.
Figure of speech. Now they're going to get the exact weight.
Don't stay still, please.
On Fat Tuesday.
Now.
See, we have two scales.
135.
135 and 126.
Whoa.
Makes.
Got a new leader.
261.
Got a new leader.
There you go.
Way to go.
We got a new leader at 261.
Ellen, what? You're shaking your head. What are you saying, Ellen, over there? Go ahead. Ellen, come here.
Ellen, come here. What were you saying?
What?
Well, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Is there a lady out in the hallway that you think's going to beat you?
I think.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Ellen.
Uh-huh.
I got to look at that woman out there.
Ellen, 261 is a wonderful weight.
It'll be close.
All right. Fantastic. Good luck to you, Ellen.
Okay. Thank you, Ellen.
That's a lot more than I would have expected.
Ellen, okay. If you please.
Ellen
K. Okay.
If you could win the Fat Tuesday contest... Would you?
What are our contestants' favorite foods?
All right, here comes winner.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Hi there.
Yeah. Here she is.
Yeah, no question.
Hi, what's your name, honey?
Meg.
Meg, where are you from?
Southern Maryland. Matter of fact, you went to Surrattsville, didn't you?
I went to Surrattsville Junior High. I did.
But what years?
Like 1970.
Answer me these questions, please.
Early to mid-70s.
Yeah. Yeah, perhaps.
I graduated 77 from the high school, and I went to the old junior high.
All right, so did I. Yeah, perhaps this girl was a classmate of mine back in junior high.
Wow. Fantastic. Do you remember Don from those days?
Shoot. I'm 42, and I know you must be getting close.
I am 42. I'm the exact same age.
You're both the same age, so you kids went to school. Well, how about a hug?
I'll give you a hug.
Come on, go around and give Don a hug.
I'll give you a hug.
This is a reunion of sorts.
Wow.
Fantastic. High school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
There she is.
Yeah.
Look at that. Hey, listen,
Don.
I don't want to let my friend Mike out on this.
You bet. You're the man, Don.
Hey,
wait to let me pick you.
Give Mike a nice big hug.
Baby.
There you go.
Okay.
Don't break him. Don't break him. All right.
Fantastic.
Fellow Surrattsville Hornets.
And here to win. And I'd say you got a good chance.
Now, very gingerly step on our scales.
I mean
scales,
that as a total compliment. I hope you know that.
Very gingerly step on our scales.
Okay.
For our Fat Tuesday contest.
Beautiful shoes.
Thank you.
Standing by Lisa, and don't laugh. Make the needle wiggle.
Don't laugh.
Go.
Got it. Lisa, what's your number?
253.
253, which is the upper part of it, and we have 433.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Way to go, Meg.
That's got to be a winning number.
And you carry it beautifully, Meg.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You do indeed.
Same here. Born 12 pounds, 13 ounces, so I was never going to be a size 3.
There you go. All right. Thanks, the right attitude. It's going to pay off for you, hopefully, today.
Congratulations, Meg. We'll let you know.
All right.
And go Surrattsville Hornets.
Good luck, Meg.
Wonder if Marvin has a significant other.
Wow. Meg.
That was fantastic. And a high school reunion.
That's right. Great.
You don't remember Meg?
I mean, I would think, I remember the biggest girl in our school. I don't. Let me, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Meg was like average.
Really?
At Surrattsville Junior High.
Oh, wow. Really?
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So right now, your leaders on Fat Tuesday among the men.
Right.
Marvin, 585 pounds.
Right.
And among the women,
Meg at 433 pounds.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. All right. I'm so glad we got a woman that was over 400 pounds. That means the contest really, I mean, this really worked today,
yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah, it's really a Fat Tuesday contest. It really is. And time's running out. We're going to be declaring our winner very soon.
Very exciting.
So if you're, if you're at Burger King or something right now and you're trying to get that extra weight on.
That's right.
Come on down because the show is almost over.
Mm-hmm.
Almost out of time.
If you're powering. Tip the scales at the last minute.
Okay, now, listen, we have to do another break, and then we're going to make it back to the... You know, we've had so much show today.
Yeah.
We've never called all the Mardi Gras phone booths in New Orleans. We never did our Arnold Schwarzenegger bit.
We never got around to that.
And
We never heard the debut of Mike O'Mara's band, Crap.
Oh. Is that going to happen tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow in the first break.
I'm going to call all the Crappers tonight and have them listen.
Very early in the show. And who's this now? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I think I should win the money. I'm the biggest female ever to be on your show.
Really?
I did strip trivia 2 years ago.
Who is this?
This is Antoinette. The black female.
Oh, baby.
Antoinette, how much you weigh, honey?
At that time, I weighed 369.
Uh-huh.
And you saw me.
Yeah, and then how much do you weigh now?
212.
Oh, my gosh. Good
she wanted
word.
To call and brag. That's all she wanted to do.
She lost weight.
That means you have lost how much weight?
160 pounds.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Beautiful, honey.
Good job.
Beautiful. Thank you. Congratulations.
Come down and visit us and let us see your new svelte shape.
So I don't count anymore. I was the biggest.
I know you were.
No, yeah. Come on down and show us what you look like now.
Okay.
All naked. All right. Goodbye, Antoinette.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So that's where the bar stands right now.
Mm-hmm.
585
and 433.
So if you're a guy or a girl, you can be that. Come down, get weighed. You'll win $1 for each pound. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Your sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
No daft pricks allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, coming down towards the wire on our Fat Tuesday show, if you're wondering. First place is Starvin' Marvin with 580 pounds, the 585 for the guys.
That's right.
Second place, David, 562 pounds.
Right.
Third place is Andy, 528 pounds.
Wow, what a turnout.
For the girls, first place is Meg.
Yes.
433.
Wow.
Second place is Ellen, 261.
Mm-hmm.
Third place is Valerie, 312.
Valerie.
212. Mm-hmm. Fourth place is Lisa, 209. Fifth place, the pregnant lady, Angela.
187.
187.
There you go. Aren't they all? A round of applause for all of our contestants.
Tonight, it's a nice Fat Tuesday.
Sure is.
And we'll have a winner before the end of the show. Now, we're going to finish up with Rob in New York of The Sopranos. All the best stuff, all the heavy hitters, right now, we'll start with Rob's annual chat with AJ.
Right, who actually remembered me with almost no product.
Okay.
It was really cool. Very nice fella.
Here we go. Here's Rob with AJ.
We're here with AJ, Robert Eiler, who did the greatest thing last year by saying, well, you got to say it for me.
Oh, come on. I did it once. That's it.
Oh, come on. One more.
No, because then and next year you'll want another one.
Absolutely.
And another one. I don't have it in me.
Got to say it.
I can say something else is f***ing it.
I like that, but I bet you never listen to the f***ing Don and Mike show.
You never listen to the f***ing Don and Mike show.
You can listen to him on f***ing N.E.W. every night.
You can listen to the f***ing N.E.W. every night.
Robert, I appreciate it. This season was great. The episodes were better than last year. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Was he drinking?
I can't say because he's a youngster.
Right, he was.
He was there with a lot of his friends. He looked to be having a good time.
All right, now, the one guy we wanted Rob to speak to was James Gandolfini, and as it turns out, he was obviously the toughest guy to interview,
right? There was two security guys, and they had tables placed around where basically I had to almost have a prison marriage with three people to get to him.
Okay.
And this is all I could get before he was out and off.
There is 6 seconds of Rob with James Gandolfini.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
James Gandolfini, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Hi, Don and Mike.
That was it.
Wow. You know, I'll take that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll take if you just isolate that whenever we talk about The Sopranos.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We can just run that.
There he is.
He looked great. He really did, and he was I felt for him because he wasn't rude to me as much as he just looked like a deer caught in the headlights.
Yeah.
People from every direction.
Well, that's right. We just go, hey, the Sopranos are on tonight.
Hi, Dynamite.
Yeah, we got Tony Soprano saying hi, Dynamite. That's fine, Rob.
All right, we'll go.
I'm sure
that.
I know that it was like a security cordon around.
It was amazing.
And now
all the security guards look like Isaac Hayes, too.
The guy I could do without Stevie Van Zandt.
He was very nice.
He plays...
He plays
the brooding
Silvio Dante.
Silvio,
who does the impression of
all the characters. His whole thing is he's brooding all the time on the show. He's got the big belly. Hey, welcome for you, Tony.
He was really cool. Tony. He dressed like he was at a Springsteen concert. He had the big do rag on, and he was.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Here's Rob with Stevie Van Zandt.
Can I bother you to say hi to my bosses, Don and Mike?
Don and Mike.
Yes, this is Silvio Dante, little Stevie Van Zandt.
How you doing, Don and Mike? Good to see you.
I didn't recognize you without the pompadour.
Yeah, well, I look a little different, you know.
Did they come in a separate car?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're on WNEW, and I know you never listen, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, somebody's got to work for a living, you know what I'm saying? Bright man.
You hate him more now.
You got what you wanted out of that tape.
Now the surprise, should I save that for last?
I think you can go ahead and go with it now and just know that this was the hardest person to get to, and it was very exciting.
All right. It's not the mom, is it? Because, geez, you would have had to go to the cemetery for that.
That would have been a real tough pull.
This was very tricky and very exciting. I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
I'm here with Keith Richards. Could you say hi? This is Keith Richards, and hi to Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richards. This is Don and Mike. You got it?
You got it, man.
That is Don and Mike.
You're awesome.
That's a great surprise.
Yeah.
It's too funny.
I really do need to tell this story. Okay. Because he was seated at a table.
That's too damn funny.
Security at four corners.
Right.
The man looks at any distance like a pile of paste. I actually went to security and said, could I approach Keith for like 10 seconds? He said, no, Keith is talking. It would be very rude to approach Keith.
Right.
And I said, well, is there a time when I can approach Keith? He says, no, you can't. So I said, well, I'm going to skulk over here if you don't mind. He said, that's fine, but you can't talk to Keith. Buster Poindexter came up to the security guard and said,
Buster Poindexter,
I would like to request an escort out. At this party, I needed security more than Buster Poindexter did.
Right.
Because Buster left, it allowed just enough time for me to get to Keith and ask him to do
this. I got
to
hear that again.
I put my hand on Keith's shoulder and felt like two pencils in a sweat sock. It was the most horrifying thing.
That is hilarious. That
I'm
is
here great. With Keith Richards. Could you say hi? This is Keith Richards, and hi to Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richards. This is Don and Mike. You got it?
That's perfect.
You got it.
You're perfect. You're awesome.
That's so perfect. I want to hear it again and again and again.
Oh, so imagine my excitement knowing that I got this.
It's too funny, Rob.
I'm here with Keith Richards. Could you say hi? This is Keith Richards, and hi to Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richards. This is Don and Mike. You got it?
You got it, man.
That's even funnier than the impression you've done for the last 15 years of them.
He's worse.
Yeah.
You know, which I didn't think was possible.
Note that the actual cadence is, this is Keith Richards to Don and Mike.
Right.
What does that mean?
Sure.
It doesn't mean anything.
All right, let's hear it one more time, because you know it'll get a workout on the show.
I'm here with Keith Richards. Could you say hi? This is Keith Richards, and hi to Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richards. This is Don and Mike. You got it?
You got it, man. You're wrong, Mike. You got it.
What was he, what did he have? Was he having a beverage, Rob?
You know what? It didn't look like he was doing anything except sitting and talking,
you know,
and smoking.
Nice big glass of heroin.
He's working off his toxicity of the last few years.
That's right. I felt a little queasy after just standing by it. And then Isaac Hayes showed me the way out.
Oh, really?
That's all I could get.
Well, that's too funny, Rob. Wow. Keith Richards.
It was awesome to really see him.
Back to the Sopranos now. Here is the restaurant owner, Artie Bucco.
One of Rob's favorites.
One of my favorites.
Artie Bucco.
We're on across the country, but locally on WNEW.
Two regular guys.
Two very regular guys. And I'm here with my favorite character.
Oh, man.
Arthur Bucco.
Thanks, man.
All-time greatest moment is when Pussy was on his deathbed at the end of season two, and his wife comes in and says, phone, it's Arthur Bucco.
Yeah. What'd you have? The papadums, yeah.
I
still think it wasn't them. I don't care what they wrote. Bullshit.
Anyway, we love Arthur Bucco. Could you please say hi to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, I wish you guys were here. You're missing a big party.
Can you save my table at Vesuvio, too?
You got it. Right in the corner. Right where it's dark.
Power table.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you're in love with him, Rob.
I am. I don't know why. Now, here, I have to interject with a brief story. Michael Imperioli, another guy you hate. Christopher?
I don't hate him as much as Stevie Van Zandt, and I've kind of... come around on Christopher. I don't hate him as much.
You didn't like the storylines. I didn't either. There was too much Christopher.
I enjoyed the second year when Christopher got involved, like, with the Wall Street stuff.
Right.
That's when I started to turn around on Christopher.
But when he did the plays and he was being the actor, you didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
He was also sort of holding court and being, I won't say a jerk, but also he was a deer in the headlights type guy. And as I was trying to get to him, there was a nice older lady who was dying to get her picture taken with him.
And for anybody that, you know, remembers Goodfellas, he was Spider, the kid that gets shot by Joe Pesci.
Right, do I amuse you?
Right, right.
And I said, you know, are you trying to get to him too? And she said, all I want is a picture. And she was very nice, and I said, well, listen, you go ahead of me. And he sort of blew her off, and I said, excuse me, this lady's been waiting a long time. Could you have a picture taken with her? And he finally relented and said yes.
Wow.
It turned out this lady was Uncle June's sister.
Wow.
In real life. So this is how I got back to Uncle June and had more quality time. So I don't even know her name. So hi to Aunt June. She's very nice. And Michael Imperioli was sort of a dick to me.
Okay, here he is. Christopher from The Sopranos.
Thank you very much for your time. Could you say hi to Don and Mike, sir?
Hi, Don and Mike.
That's Michael Imperioli, Christopher Maltasati. We love your work. You're excellent. Nice nose. He couldn't have been more of a jerk.
He was just close. All right, now here is Rob's second meeting with Junior.
You know, you can practically visualize you walking away from that after.
Thank you. We love your work. Nice nose.
All right, now here's Rob the second time with Junior Soprano.
And he does a great goofy laugh in here, says a couple funny things, and also I get my picture taken with him so you get to hear all this good now.
Okay, here we go.
I'm in a favor with your sister.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could say a couple things for me. You already said hi to Don and Mike, and I appreciate that.
WNEW.
Right? Because you say Don and Mike, what you don't know could fill a book.
Hey, Don and Mike, what you don't know could fill a book.
So, and now we're all in the picture. Look, here we are.
Thank you.
My sister's very shy.
I can tell.
John Stewart, at least, you have anything to say to WNEW?
John, anything to say to WNEW?
Great station.
Lead a straight life, a life of crime, look where it gets you.
Is that him?
Yes, I'm the truth.
Any last parting words to Don and Mike, Uncle June?
Oh, I'm missing my food. My food is ready.
Thank you, Uncle June.
Okay. Nice, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Aunt June.
Thank you, Don and Mike. Well, we could definitely use the beginning of that. Where's Don and Mike, what you don't know could fill a book.
In a favor with your sister.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could say a couple things for me. You already said hi to Don and Mike, and I appreciate that.
WNEW.
Right? Because you say Don and Mike, what you don't know could fill a book.
Hey, Don and Mike, what you don't know could fill a book.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff you can isolate off.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, beautiful job. Do I have to hear your closing?
You don't have to hear it if you don't want.
What is it?
It's just me saying that I think I want to get to second base with Aunt June, and good night, everybody.
Oh, all right, well.
Yeah. Well, Don and Mike, it's a busy night drawing to a close in New York City, and we're all a little heady.
No, that's enough.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you,
it was
Rob.
A great
good job, Rob. Next year, alcohol that. Before you
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, very nice.
Great job.
We got us some good tape. We can use the tape with Gandolfini. We can use the tape with AJ dropping the F-bomb.
Sure.
I think we can use...
use James Gandolfini, too.
Yeah, and we can... I think I said that, right? Gandolfini, AJ...
And Uncle June, of course.
And Uncle June. Oh, and don't forget the Keith Richards today.
Keith Richards, which will be legendary. Yes, absolutely.
Time now for news and comments with Buzzy.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
And Buzz, I don't even have to ask.
Yes?
This has to be your lead story tonight.
I'm here with Keith Richards. Could you say hi? This is Keith Richards, and hi to Don and Mike.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the Richards. This is Don and Mike. You got it?
How funny is that?
That's fine.
How funny is that?
Keith Richards says hi to Don and Mike.
But now, what's the lead tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, Bush on TV.
Oh, Booge.
Ooh,
okay, Booge.
Right. Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, and listen. Also got to tell you, the Fat Tuesday contest is not over yet.
Yeah, baby.
I've just been handed a note from Lisa. Another girl who she thinks has a shot of winning.
Whoa.
So we'll have another weigh-in.
Good.
And we'll start the news and comments with Buzz when we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
broadcasting with a secret stash of ass gas. Don and Mike.
Time for news and comments and buzz. Brought to you tonight by eGars.com. Visit eGars.com. Check out the great deals on Punch, the Hoyo de Monterey 5-packs, 5 cigars as little as $9.95, 4 Supreme cigars for $18.95. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. I did it. Guilty as charged.
Your man was on Letterman last night.
Oh, really? Dave Matthews?
Along with our friend Kevin Pollak, who mentioned he's going on a comedy tour, and he said Washington, D.C. was one of his locations.
Oh.
We ought to try to get him on the show.
I think we have... Charlie, did we book Kevin Pollak?
That'd be great. Because he was really funny. I mean, he's one... You know, you get people to go on Letterman and that are just really, really fun, and he's one of them.
Charlie said in my headphones that we've already contacted Kevin Pollak.
Fantastic. Love to have him back on the show.
Coming back. Buzz, we have a couple of girls.
Okay, good.
Who think they can challenge. Let's start the news, then we'll bring the girls in.
Okay, let's go. President Bush goes on TV this evening to talk about his tax cut and budget plans. He says he can show us how government can pay for important programs and still have money left for tax relief.
Hey, doesn't he realize it sweeps?
I think he does.
You know, he's effing up all the TV schedules tonight.
That's true.
I mean, Tuesday night is my Frasier night.
It's on Frasier's been moved to 8 o'clock this evening, Eastern time.
That sucks.
7 Central.
I like my Frasier at 9.
You're still hanging in there with the Frasier, huh?
Yeah, the Frasier makes me laugh.
A lot of people are. It's still doing very well in the ratings in spite of its move to Tuesday night.
It really does.
And President Bush will be on at 9 Eastern, 8 Central this evening. Democrats say the tax cuts he'll be talking about are too big, and a survey by ABC News and the Washington Post shows that most Americans agree.
You know, since when did Fox decide that they're a real network?
Oh, that was about a year or so ago. I know what you're talking about.
I mean, I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if they ran Dark Angel tonight?
Yeah, it would be great. They used to do that. They used to be an alternative.
Yeah,
you watch just plain Angel on the WB.
Yes. Well, I don't like those WB shows. I don't. And UPN is just a waste of a network.
You can watch, I mean, there's an Angel theme. You can watch Touched by an Angel on Max.
What's on HBO? Probably something.
Angels in the Outfield.
No. The Deep End of the Ocean.
Oh, man, fantastic.
With
beautiful, beautiful Michelle Pfeiffer.
God, they run that music all the time. A&E Biography.
Music?
Scott Hamilton.
Hey, The Green Mile on Showtime.
Oh, boring.
Would you turn them? Are you going to turn the light out?
Oh, you know what I bet I'll watch tonight? Oh, on Stars.
What?
Oh. I love this movie at 8 o'clock. I'm serious. Boiler Room. Have you ever seen it, Mike?
No, and I want to
watch it.
Yeah. I want to see it. Will they run it on the West Coast later?
Yeah, I'm sure they will on Showtime.
I got to go to a Mardi Gras
party. Or Stars West Coast, though. Sorry to get away from your Mardi Gras party.
Hey, it's a favorite.
Oh, and on a sci-fi, The Day After.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's always cool to watch that movie because do you remember how flipped out people got when that movie was originally?
Yeah, when they thought it was real.
You know what's great? There's a scene about halfway through The Day After when the lady goes nuts and runs out of the shelter and runs and trips over a cow. The cow is like made of like styrofoam and the cow moves when she trips over it. It's very funny.
Hell, you watching other stuff for when WGN's got Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was I thinking?
Oh, Olympia.
What am I thinking?
It was the program board.
Okay.
Well, the post-ABC survey shows that more than half of us would prefer a smaller tax cut aimed at middle and lower income people instead of the big across-the-board cut the president will propose.
I think a lot of us propose he just doesn't come on TV at 9 o'clock.
Have they ever, what about people that would just like a flat tax?
You know,
where everybody pays the same thing and everybody's taxes are lowered significantly.
Since the presidential campaign before the last one, no one has discussed it.
I mean, just for simplicity, the flat tax makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, a lot of people think so, but that idea has been shelved, apparently.
Why don't they just put them on FX? Look at what they run.
What are they?
Two episodes of MASH.
Uh-huh.
Two episodes of Married with Children.
Right.
And then when animals attack.
And that stays on. They take off the good shows and they leave those on.
Well, they just put him on FX. No one will watch that anyway.
Classic Sports has the tribute to Dick Schaaf tonight.
I'll be taping that.
I'm there.
Jesus.
Not as many people are buying houses all of a sudden. Yesterday, we learned that existing home sales are down 6.6%. Today, we heard that new home sales are down nearly 11%. For new home sales, that's the biggest drop in 7 years. But remember, that's coming off a record high sales rate. The drop is, however, another sign that consumer confidence is down. A new report on that says it's down to a four-year low. Here's one of the men who took that consumer confidence survey.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the richest. It's a Don and Mike. You got it?
That explains so much.
It already works, Rob. Just raw, all by itself.
All right, hold on. Again, Buzz?
From the Consumer Confidence Board, the latest report on Americans' consumer confidence.
I know, as a Green Bay Packer and a professional athlete,
no, I don't think
I've
so.
Disappointed many, many people. And for that, I am truly sorry.
Truly sorry.
That's Mark Chamora.
A different lack of confidence there.
Okay, and again, it's...
Consumer confidence down. Here's one of the men who took the survey.
If you have a question, I know we can help you too. I
want
you to pick up the phone and give us a try. This call is free. Oh. Pick up the phone now. Tell them Esther sent you.
She could have won our contest.
No way.
All right, here's your day, Buzz.
There it is, right?
We're basically asking consumers two questions. What do you think is going on right now? And the answers essentially are, it ain't that bad. But when we ask about what's going to happen, what they think is going to happen 6 months from now, we basically are getting shaking consumers.
How about this lame-ass analysis? There it is.
Come on, Buzz. What kind of people listen to this show, for goodness sakes?
Friend star Matthew Perry is back in rehab.
There you go. Now, people listen. Matthew Perry on pills, yeah. People listen.
Chandler! The 32-year-old got hooked on painkillers before when he underwent a number of serious injuries and health problems.
That's what happened to Rob.
What?
His publicist says he checked back into rehab during a one-week break in the filming of a new movie with Elizabeth Hurley. An upcoming article in Vanity Fair says Hollywood has forsaken illegal drugs and has returned to the Valley of the Dolls.
So what?
Doll was a 60s term for prescription drugs. The article says the drug of choice these days is Vicodin,
yes!
Followed by Xanax, Ativan,
yeah!
And Valium.
Is Ativan yours? We can attest to that. We've seen Rob on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really works.
Rob's auditioning for Friends.
It really, really works.
You take two Ativan, you'll be swearing at a slot machine before you know it.
That's right. Rob was into the Elvis machine going, F you, Elvis!
It's supposed to be an anti-anxiety drug. It shouldn't happen.
Not
that
drug. Not when you lose your last 15 bucks.
Matthew Perry's drug, at least the first time, was Vicodin.
Okay, hold on, Buzz. We're going to break. We'll come back. We'll meet the two girls.
Right.
We're here for the Fat Tuesday contest. We'll do more news and comments coming right up.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Better than a nice dab in the ass. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, here's what we're going to do. Give us a couple of stories. Okay. We'll bring the girls in.
All right.
And you get your funny story ready before the break.
Okay.
Because they're busting my ass about these commercials.
I know they are.
Okay, back to the news now with Buzzy.
The question now is, will Puff Daddy or J-Lo be called to the witness stand? Sean Puffy Combs had his best day so far yesterday in his guns and bribery trial. A security guard testified Puffy had no gun the night of the shooting at Club New York. His testimony was consistent and convincing.
PD and J Lo.
It's not likely Jennifer Lopez will testify, but
I'm getting a real backlash on this J Lo thing.
That's my favorite sandwich, a PD and J Lo.
I mean, what kind of a backlash?
Well, I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
she's Jennifer Lopez,
right?
I think she's a great actress.
Mm-hmm.
She is J Lo. She's a great actress. She's right. A POA, and a marginal singer. Who has helped out with great studio work.
Yes.
And she looks good in a pair of pants.
Right.
But this whole J-Lo thing has gone too far.
You think she's gotten too big?
Yes.
Well, then, just bide your time.
Right. So, what? J-Lo.
Well, it's not likely she'll testify, but it's possible. And if it happens, it's expected to happen on Thursday. Combs, who is more likely to testify, would take the stand on Thursday or Friday.
We've got actually a rapper that's developing right here at the station. Joe Arden's just going to cut a rap album.
Oh, that's great.
Really?
Yeah, it's called J-O. I'm sorry.
Jerry Lewis is asking Congress for more money for muscular dystrophy research.
Hey, hey, hey.
He wants an increase of $100 million.
What, the $15 billion we give every year on the telephone is not enough?
No,
come on, Jerry.
He wants your tax money now. He told senators today that he hasn't asked for government help in his 50 years as chief fundraiser for
That'd
the
be
MD 50, Association.
50 years.
Right. He told them he can no longer do it alone. Lewis also told the lawmakers that he promised a cure in his lifetime and that he turned 75 in just 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, and so that's why we should get the money together.
Right.
Because Jerry's going to die.
Exactly. Like, considers himself some sort of deity.
Please, listen.
It'd be a great favor to him.
Buzzhold, I got to break in, because we have two more contestants for our Fat Tuesday.
Three more
contestants. Now, the girl with the highest weight thus far is Meg, who weighs 433 pounds.
Yeah, I don't think you got it, honey.
I don't think so either.
What's your name?
Melanie,
where are you from?
Springfield.
Melanie, thank you for coming down. Happy Fat Tuesday. Please get on our scale.
All right, here we go.
Let us weigh you.
Good luck, Melanie, but I don't think there's a chance here.
Although I think, as you mentioned earlier, you know, all the people who lose can leave feeling good about themselves.
That is absolutely right. And now she's jumped on the scale.
And?
Now.
What you got, Lisa?
294.
294. And Robbie, what you got?
294? That can't be right.
194.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, hold it. I need to recalibrate. That can't be right either.
Let's recalibrate.
Okay, hold on.
I need you to step off.
See, we're using two scales, mm-hmm. since the average scale only goes up to 300 pounds, okay?
I'm sorry about that, man.
Here we go, and take two.
Okay, now. What'd you have?
131.
Yeah, you're a little off there, Lisa.
What do you got, Robbie?
It's also 131. 262.
262,
not even close.
Not
half of what the other woman weighs.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. What's that? You want to say something?
What?
Hey, Cass and Chris.
Hey, there you got your chance.
They're sitting outside.
Okay, wonderful.
Right. Nice. Thanks for coming down. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah. We may have a contender.
Oh, we might have a challenger.
We may have a contender here.
We could. She looks confident.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Becky.
Becky, where are you from?
Preston.
All right, Becky. Yeah, Becky, you heard Meg before, right? And you think you can knock her off?
Well, that'd be close.
She weighs 433. Happy Fat Tuesday. Climb on our scale,
all right,
please.
Becky, I would say, look, eyeballing Becky, there might be a chance.
Okay.
But I don't know. Meg was a big woman.
She might be able to go for Marvin's title, I think.
Right, here we go.
And stand still, please. And now.
You got it, Lisa. What's your number?
What you got?
238.
238 and 162 is an even 400.
Oh. 400, oh, you don't come close
quite.
To Meg.
A couple Big Macs and you would have had it.
You would have done it if you worked a little harder.
Thank you, honey.
Thanks, sweetie.
Happy Fat Tuesday. But you know, they can all leave feeling better they didn't win.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got one more. Lisa, you got one more?
You know, if she had skipped one morning ritual today, she might have won.
Mike,
now here
again.
Comes another challenger. Well, you're tall.
I'm tall.
You might have, I don't, but I still don't think so.
What's your name? What's your name, honey?
I'm going to go by Jesse.
Jesse.
Okay.
Jesse, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
Okay. You know what?
I really don't think this.
I'm going to make you a bet.
Yeah.
That she passes Meg.
I will bet you. I will bet you.
No.
Whatever you want to bet.
Whatever bet we had earlier, I won.
Okay.
It was just like just a bet.
Okay. Yeah. There's no way.
Right.
No way. No, absolutely no way.
I don't know.
I will be amazed. Absolutely amazed if that happens. She is tall, though.
A big woman.
No, you can leave your shoes on.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking for balance purposes.
Okay. Here we go.
She goes.
And stay still.
Here she goes.
And now.
What do you got there, Lisa?
246.
Oh, I'm going to have to do this one. Hold on. 4 and 1 is 2 and 1. 424.
Oh, man.
Take. Oh, no, she didn't. She just missed it.
Right, very close. Yeah, you did.
She just missed it.
Well, the scales are wrong.
No. Meg weighed on the same scale.
Uh-huh. Do you think you weigh that way more than that?
I know I weigh more than that.
All right. You want to do it again?
All right, step off. We'll reset the number.
Well, you can do it again.
We didn't give anybody else a reweigh.
Yeah, we didn't give anybody a reweigh. You want to see if... You want to just do it for, I mean, that's your weight. We've got to go by that weight.
Although, Mike, give me credit. She's a lot closer than you thought she would be.
She carries it well.
Very close.
Okay.
She was only like 9 pounds away or something like that.
What did you have for your weight the first time around, Rob?
Wait a second. I'm trying to think. I think
you
have to take my shoes off.
No, see, you take your shoes off, though.
And?
You're going to lose some weight.
Go ahead. Lisa, yes?
Yes.
Go ahead. What you got?
252.
That time we got it at 2 and 2. That time we got 422. It's coming in consistently at about 420.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry.
Be delighted.
You've lost some weight. You should be happy.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's good, but it's not a bad thing, right?
Thank you for coming down.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
As a matter of fact, she came in 2 pounds heavier the first time through.
Okay.
So there you go.
Baby got back.
You know, I really thought Meg looked a lot bigger.
I thought that girl was going to pull it out.
You might win the carnival game.
Yeah, I definitely would.
I thought she was like 100 pounds less. But she was dressed in the black, which made her look thinner.
Right. All right, so now the leaders are still Megan, 433 pounds for the girls. Starvin' Marvin, 585.
That's right.
For the guys.
Wow.
We'll announce the winners right after Buzz gives us one more story before we got to go to break.
In Montana, Maine, Oklahoma, and Minnesota, they've renamed all the lakes and landmarks that bore the word squaw in their names. This after Native Americans pointed out that squaw is a derogatory term meaning whore.
Ah.
Derived from its original meaning, vagina.
Yes, a Camp Spiewak.
In Idaho, however, lawmakers have voted not to wipe the word off their maps. So the 93 places in Idaho that bear the word will continue to do so.
You notice I didn't use the word Bonnie Bernstein. The word
right.
Bonnie Bernstein no, in relation to squaw.
You're disciplining yourself.
Right, because I want Bonnie to know I love her.
Mm-hmm. Supporters of the chain say it would show the world that Idaho embraces diversity.
Whore Lake and Whore Valley.
She's my squaw.
Opponents were afraid that with just Indian leaders choosing the new names, too many people would be left out of the name-choosing process. Quoting one Republican, our history books and dictionaries are being rewritten to be politically correct. I find it really offensive for people to tell me what my language means.
The critics love snacks.
Okay, this language.
Thank you, Paleface.
You bet.
Hold on, we got a break. When we come back, caller 100, a prize package selected especially for you. And we'll announce the winners of the Fat Tuesday contest.
Very exciting.
Call Lisa now at 877-365-3636. 100th caller, you get it.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
They love the smell of their own farts. Don and Mike.
Oh, we do, and we've got to smell lots of other people's farts in here today. Let's go with the winners on the Fat Tuesday. No, just talking to a Charlie Broyfield about tomorrow. We want to follow this up with the Ass Wednesday show. I think we've had plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think
you like the biggest ass.
Yeah, we don't need to spend tomorrow looking
measuring the biggest ass.
Yeah.
You know, though. Ass Wednesday.
Think about it with the tape measure.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have it done in the lobby. I'm not sure you want to have that done in the studio.
Well, it wouldn't have
maybe to be a naked ass.
You know, it sometimes doesn't matter.
The whitest ass.
Whitest ass could be measured with covering.
And we could pay.
We had plenty of covering.
$1 an inch. Right.
Absolutely.
And once again, I'm thinking of some women who work here who could enter.
We're going to have the Ass Wednesday contest?
$10. Hold on. Charlie has just come up and upped the ante. Yeah. $10 an inch tomorrow for Ass Wednesday.
For the biggest ass. You don't have to be fat to have a big ass.
Biggest ass.
Well, remember that our first competitor had a 72-inch waist today, and
fantastic.
I think his ass was bigger than his waist.
He should come down.
He should.
All right, well, listen, tomorrow, then, that's the decision.
All right.
Ass Wednesday.
Right.
Biggest ass. Rob, get some tape measures. And we pay $10 an inch.
Right. We had Fat Tuesday. We have Ass Wednesday. It's going to be great.
And that'll be for guys and girls. And we have two big cash winners today. Among the men, Starvin' Marvin walks away with $585.
Yeah. There you go, Starvin' Marvin.
For weighing 585 pounds. And among the women, it's Meg.
Your high school classmate.
Yeah.
She wins.
All right. $433.
Everybody in Surrattsville is going to be very, very proud.
That is her weight, 433. We want to thank David and Marvin and Angela and Andy and Valerie and Lisa and Ellen and Megan and Rebecca and Melanie and Jesse, who all came down today.
They were all lovely.
For the Fat Tuesday.
Well, not the guys, of course.
And you just heard,
women.
Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Ass Wednesday.
Yeah. Employees not eligible.
Biggest ass, you know, side to side.
Sure.
With a tape measure.
With
$10 per inch.
Fantastic. And hey, you know, there's a regular that I'd like to throw my hat in for. I'd love to see Tom Gavin make it down here.
That would be a great ass. Now, how do we do width as opposed to circumference?
You just go from hip to hip.
Okay, so it will be sort of like a partial, like an arc.
Yeah.
You won't be able to go.
No, everybody's got a middle point, and you start it here and here, and then you go around, and that's how you start it right where Don's fingers are.
Okay,
you go around the back. It's simple as simple can be.
Very good.
Right at the midpoint of the buttock. Hip to hip.
Ass Wednesday.
Ass measuring on Ass Wednesday.
Fantastic.
You might even come in and see a little ass on someone's forehead.
Absolutely.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Finally, in Vienna. Rob, I'll tell you, if we didn't offend the Catholics before, I think you kicked it over the top there. Way
hey, you know what? Robbie, maybe you should get some, like, brown makeup, and we can actually put a little brown mark on each person's forehead.
Right.
I would be glad to do that.
A little pudding.
Yeah.
Well, see, you know, guys,
Ass Wednesday.
The Catholic part of me says that's a great idea. That's fantastic.
But you're not a Catholic.
We're going to have a bunch of bishops out here protesting.
You're not a Catholic
No,
anymore.
I'm not a Catholic anymore.
All right, well, you can distance yourself from that part.
I do. Car. I remove myself from that bit about putting things on people's foreheads.
Do it, Rob. Get me some brown makeup.
Don't do it, Rob.
And also get
I'm so conflicted.
Get me like a pope suit tomorrow. Get me some kind of a bishop suit or
something.
You're
going to go, you know, I should just shut up. Because when I shut up, nothing happens. And then, you know, get him a pope mobile. And then get a crucifix and put it on the wall in here tomorrow.
Go the whole way. Go the whole way with it. Hi, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Finally, in Vienna, a supermarket employee has been arrested on charges of extortion. He was reportedly catching female shoplifters in the act and then letting them go if they agreed to pay him $66 and let him photograph them naked.
Yeah.
Police say he was not passing the money on to the store, but keeping it for himself, even though he told the women the money was for compensation and administrative costs.
Sure it was.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah, no. Tomorrow on the show, I promise right up front, you can hear the debut of Mike's band, Crap.
Yay!
Crap's debut. Yes, the Crappers will be listening. Also tomorrow, the Mardi Gras recap. Call to CBS president, Dan Mason. Hi there, how you? Yeah, by the swimming pool. And you just heard it, the Ass Wednesday contest, biggest ass.
$10 an inch.
And come on down, I'll be glad to put a brown mark on your forehead tomorrow.
Not sure what the substance is going to be, though.
Oh, no, it'll be some kind of body paint or something.
Ah, are you sure?
Yeah. I'm not putting poop on people's heads, if that's what you meant.
Well, this doesn't smell like makeup.
We will see you tomorrow with y'all. New episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, crap. I'm caller 100.
Hey, Mike, I think that was a plug for your band.
Way to go, baby.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Linda.
Hi, where are you from?
Reno.
All right, honey. Oh, listen. How about this? A mattress.
Oh.
Do you want a mattress?
Well, I have a brand new one, but I'll sure use another one, I guess.
Perfect.
Okay, I can strap it to the roof of my station wagon.
Would you rather have the Soprano stuff?
What is it? Yeah, I'd rather have the Soprano stuff.
Okay, very good. Beautiful. You won the Sopranos prize bag. Don't miss the special two-hour season premiere of the Sopranos. Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO. Soprano soundtrack in stores now. Volume 2 coming soon. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Oh, and stay listening in Reno.
Yeah,
we're going to have an announcement very soon.
Well, that'll be great. I promise. Bet it didn't work out the first time, but...
We'll make it up to you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Okay, see you tomorrow with the Ask Wednesday show.
All right.
Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Robbie.
Hey, buddy.
Throw your beret in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it
Damn it.
What can I say? Well, you don't know could fill a book.
Okay, we will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
When we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 1, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.